Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is a wonderful and whooping and also amazing Wednesday. Today is the 5th of November, please. Yeah, we're just doing that one time. Today is the 5th of November and the number in studio is 083-288-401. Today is a wonderful, wonderful day because it's raining in the capital city and it's not raining cats and dogs like we're used to. Because we are almost used to small, small rain, our bridge is falling down. Small, small rain, our roads are messed up. Now, the funny thing is that, city of Windhoek, nah, I'm not bashing you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys for what you do. I hate you guys for the things that you don't do. Mara, all in all, it's a love-hate relationship. I love the fact that, when our people go into pension, you know, you guys reduce the tariffs. You guys make it a little bit more comfortable for people that are pensioners. And I like it. I can't wait to be a senior citizen in Windhoek City, you know? I like the fact that you are taking care of the roads. I like the fact that you're taking care of many things. Mara, me, my issue, me, my question is, the whole year, we are crying potholes, City of Windhoek, we are crying potholes. The rainy season came and then it went. And we are crying potholes. And then you are only fixing them now when the rain started. Good evening.
Good evening, Madam Boss.
Good evening, Tate Buana.
How are you doing? Is it because today is the ladies' day or?
No. No. It's just my normal attitude this
one. small.
Small. My people are most probably just depressed there. Small laughter like this, please. No, City of Windhoek was not fixing potholes the whole time. Now when it started raining, they are fixing potholes. I'm like, guys, inimite inatuka kukonfura. Nengo mwita erane emete rioro reni. Mona, yontali tandive.
Danger now, ne?
Yeah.
When there's water in the road. When there's a big pothole. And then you smash on that thing. Oh my God.
For your car is over. Me, I think people must just start going to City of Windhoek and suing them. Because, you pay, or Fender, or Pate. And you are not getting, you know, the service that you are supposed to be getting.
You have never suffered. Maybe mommy also did not go through the kind of issue that
we have suffered with that City of Windhoek right there.
Even when we told them that they need to recompense us for some of this damage.
Emotional damage is a big one. You must at least pay 20,000 for us to reconnect. At least.
You know what? I think my children will be a witness with you. I can fight. I can negotiate. My little level there.
My dear, we will negotiate.
This kind of useless negotiation skills that we got from those institutions. Mm-hmm. And then I say, why are you people doing these things?
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, you know, there was a discussion. Bit of Windhoek. There was also a lawyer from Kube, from Minister of Justice, and many other panelists. I think one also from the City of Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate the effort and the kind of work they do.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of weaknesses there. So I'm not saying that because this is newspaper and they still have them, these auditors that were found.
Yeah.
And I can tell you the truth. There are so messless people there. Just imagine at one point they pay 7,000. This electricity, just 2-3 days. And then I found myself in Shua or Shuarongo. The kids came from school. That thing, the electricity is off. I say, what is this now?
What happened?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, I just paid 7,000.
Mm-hmm. And 7,000 is not playing things, huh?
Remember, you see, their accounts, I think I'm also a part of those accounts that were built wrongly.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to, and when I get there, I'm still going to really, I know I will have time very soon.
Mm-hmm. To really come and fight your battles, huh?
And I really deal with them in that manner, so that at least just to also apologize and do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this I'm just telling them, and then I asked the gentleman, I was almost the last person on the national radio, on the, called the Dimbe, on the TV, yesterday. I say, but why is it so difficult? That's taking so long.
Yeah.
For you guys, you work with the Law Reform Commission and all these other things.
Yeah.
And you have heard about the cry, the humble cry from these people.
Mm.
Remember, these are the people that I have worked with. And at one point, they took up the war.
Yeah.
When they were arresting a woman there, children, and their loot.
Mm.
They would always happen in the evening when we are off from work.
Mm.
In the meantime, I say, no, Lucas, you must be this woman. She's a mother. You can see even her children.
Mm.
She had to go home now. Then they were arresting them and taking their things and all these kind of things.
Mm.
And at one point, you know, that war ended up there. It almost become a very serious one.
Mm.
I didn't have time. My kids were also home alone. Mm. I had to go and cook.
Mm.
So now, and then they came a point. And then those women, I think we began to know each other. The Menendezi, the mother is also selling there. It's okay there. Sometimes you see her.
Yeah.
At Nantos, is always. All those. And then I say, this guy is too much. And they were giving tickets, my friend.
Mm.
I corrected those tickets. I made copies.
Mm.
Copies, and I went with them to my office.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have a very urgent audience.
Yeah.
With all the stakeholders and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I told our people that these things, you must also look at these things from a gender perspective.
Yeah.
Some of the managers were saying, no. He's a minister by law. He said, what is it? I said, my friend, here I am. Today we're going to fight. Until at one point, those people, they came.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just looking for Uncle Brand.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them did not know me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they knew me as Uncle Bernard by then.
Hey,
just so, and I think they come a very urgent meeting.
That
meeting there, we had the talk. I said, look at this thing. These are tickets.
Mm.
And these are women. They are in informal economic sector.
Mm.
And that time I had the figure.
Mm-hmm.
How much they contribute, that sector contribute the GDP and all these things, you understand?
Yeah.
And, you know, there are many other issues.
Yeah.
So, and then all these things happen. Until at one point I was called by the director, Katabana, come, these people, they expect all that to come together.
Mm.
The police, all those things, they were invited. How are we going to deal with it?
Mm.
You have to write off the thing, the ticket. But that was not enough. Because they are still being arrested. Yesterday, people were talking about this. Somebody came in here and all this thing. I asked them, when are you going to reform that thing?
Mm.
So if I'm not mistaken, it's a proclamation of 1957, somewhere there. I don't know the number of heads. So, and it is still applying. And the lawyer came and answered and said, all these things, the right to waters, right to whatever, dwelling and all these things, they are in our constitution.
Yeah.
But then, the issue now is that when those people are being taken away or arrested like that, it's a matter of them being represented by people like you.
Mm-hmm.
Who can now cut the sections and articles and all these other things. And then, because that's what he said, you need just to come and challenge it.
Yeah.
Because we know very well that this is not a good thing, not human. So we are now reading here that the governments are always to mobilize the resources to end poverty. And that has been the case. So now, yesterday people were saying, no. And because when I just came in and that discussion was going on parallel here, we were talking about that person, those who were arrested, and then the person was, you know, it is very painful sometimes.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's not a competition, we all know. It's not a competition. But there are people who are now executing. And I heard that that there are some Kwasa in the newspaper, I read that, yes, they are seriously looking at that thing. And so these are the things that maybe there could be a time where we can be really serious. And just to show them that, please, what you are doing is inhuman.
Yeah.
I mean, what you have been doing is inhuman. It's not a good thing.
Mm.
Because you couldn't negotiate. You couldn't do what? It was so pathetic. It was, I don't even want to think about that thing, otherwise it will distract me from my attention.
Hectic. Hectic. No, I don't even want to think about it because me and my focus is somewhere else.
Oh my God. Yeah? Honestly, you see, these are some of the things, and you tell the person, it's like he's holding you at the gunpoint. Because sometimes you have, you know, these are coercion. They will coerce you even in a thing. At one point, I was coerced to just be paid 5,000. I said, you guys, what should I pay for this? This pen, that is for the previous owner. I said, now the sin for the previous owner, I put it on my shoulder. Up to now, it's still on my shoulder. And I made a declaration that you guys, I will never pay for this money.
Come
so
here,
high water. Keep on denying me service and service and service when I'm paying. But when the time will come where I start now, we know we sometimes it's good to exercise this, make some exercise. It will give you some freedom to think better. You understand?
Yeah.
Why? It's because if you keep on having this bitterness, it will not help me.
Yeah.
And I know I can fight it and then what.
Tooth and nail. Tooth and nail, my dear, as we know how to fight. Tooth and nail.
And that's what I mean, girl. That's what I mean. Honestly speaking, to tell you my character.
Yeah.
I don't want those kind of fights. I don't like them.
Which kind of fights do you like?
I don't like them because I know if I know that this is my right here. I can go for it and it won't even embarrass you. I've done that thing. I've done that thing. I've told him his history. One time I was denied that to Wascom. Because you know, just you know, those time when you came into the system of the government.
Yeah.
So where you have the, this other my colleagues in white and colored and they to have a fight.
Yeah.
So you deny me this? But you say you are my supervisor, but you are working.
Yeah.
And I'm working. Mm-hmm. These are my schools. They were big.
Yeah.
You know, those Aspeners were Dr. Engari and the brother were schooling and the Hobabis one.
Mm-hmm.
I see this guy saying, I don't work, I don't produce. I say, you are also not producing because you have to sign all these salary people, the teachers and station workers and subsidies, interest rate change. Mm-hmm. But they are saying, I'm not working. I did not get that thing until for after 2 years.
Sure.
And this was, I was the first person to call for the management meeting. Every month we were having a meeting.
Yeah.
Every month.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this guy, and this guy was told, you know, this guy, give the money, the guy this money.
Yeah.
And I told him. And it even came to the, I just want to make the story short, came to the conclusion that I was even having more schools. Remember the school in Katutura? Hours, double session, afternoon and evening. They would say, okay, guys, all those schools. I was having more school, bigger school, most with more staff than almost everyone in the personnel department. That means I was working more than any other person. Not really more than any other person, but those were my level.
Yeah, you were working.
Of course, at my level, because those schools were allocated to us, those regions. We have Ondangwa West, Ondangwa East,
Yeah.
So we have Angena, those big schools, everything was just online. Those things that are trouble, those ones, they give it to me. So, and then they say, this guy was even waiting there, the new people, this is the number. I'm saying these things in the radio because the records are there. So, and then, it was an embarrassment. The meeting, the director, the first. They even came to make another blunder. Yeah, this time we are going to put you there, and because they are black and what. We heard about that one. That's there. He knows.
Honorable
there.
Honorable, yes.
No, the Roman minister. He knows.
You just call him by his name, Okay.
Oh, what do you want? It's my boss, I give him the respect. So let's now go to the topic. Today is Wednesday, the 15th, and all these things. And we just dialogue. I'm just telling you about how war sometimes can just be created for you to find.
For no reason.
So you need to have this kind of courage. You have to have that this kind of capability, you know, to make sure that it helps you because to strategize to win the war.
Because you need to strategize. I understand.
So
you can only win something that you know most.
Of course. Yeah, but at some of these situations, you think, I don't know me, now I'm fighting with these bosses, the executive directors, and things like that. But before you know what's happening, you are already on the
way. You
have won the battle.
You are already on your way. So tonight, me want to ask you, when I say relationship trauma, Tatebwana, what do you think it is?
In relationship trauma. In relationship trauma. My friend, we have experienced those things. We have experienced. You see, this relationship now is a broader one in the broader sense. So it could be working relationship, could be now whatever, all this kind of relationship. But the one that brings more trauma, I think is the one for love relationship. Those kind of more intimate kind of maybe in terms of love.
Yeah.
I know they also bring trauma. And maybe issues of that thing. Then I don't know which really context or what you really mean by that. So that if I have to contextualize it to limit it to some of the things. But there are a lot of relationships that can bring trauma. Those maybe have been in business, you know better. And those friends, best friends. So if you are saying, you know, those some of these things, they really bring some trauma, but I don't think this was really something to worry because most of the time you are either closer to your children or closer to your partner or your wife, your husband, and things like that. Maybe that's where those kind of trauma might be more serious when they just need your attention, you know, especially like people like you. So I think your focus must be on that. The one working relationship, of course, is also important because it might affect the one at home. It might affect the one at home because that's why I don't know people say, yes, bring your stress at your home. Don't bring it at work. But I spend more time with the one at work. So you are the people who should be able to provide some comfort, some kind of therapy, kind of therapeutical, what is it, treatment? So to that particular person who is now bringing his stress at work. So how are you doing home? No, it's fine. How's your wife? How's your
but you know, we don't talk to colleagues as...
Yeah, that's the big problem now.
Yeah.
Because when you just say, hello, good morning. Oh, morning, how are you? Fine. Sometimes you don't even have time to say how are you. Because the person is greeting you, how are you? Fine, how are you? Oh, good morning. Well, some of these things just for entry points for you to now understand whether the relationship is traumatizing at home or at work within the environment and things like that. So I don't know, mommy. So I don't
okay. No, it's nice to hear your take on it because we're talking about relationship trauma. But you know, it's Wednesday. Wednesday, we're not really too focused on the conversations that I'm bringing up. But just because, you know, I made it public. So relationship trauma is the psychological and emotional distress caused by harmful experiences within an intimate relationship. So now, what if we could give examples, right, of harmful experiences and emotional distress and psychological distress? Which ones would you think of?
Yeah, I think issues related to psychological abuse, for example.
Okay.
Those ones, I think they are more painful.
Mm-hmm.
And many a times, you know, they are really not visible, especially by external forces.
Mm-hmm.
So since it's now, like you say, intimate kind of a relationship.
Yeah.
That one, I think, I might relate it to some of this experience, bitter experience where you have, you know, parents fighting with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And parents fighting among each other, issues of those kind of things, and mm-hmm. some kind of, how do you call this language? This abusive language, and all this kind of thing. So I think this one is more traumatizing because the experience,
mm-hmm.
because I know that we do not...
But when we say psychological abuse, what do you classify as psychological abuse? So the way we speak to each other, psychological words.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you say, you are just useless, mm-hmm. useless man.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the person knows that in the bed you give proper. proper.
Yes.
But the person is still calling you useless.
Is that how we determine somebody's usefulness? If they can lay pipe.
Well, if that one is not there, they are busy.
They know Duruku Dengo Shimalera, but they are calling you useless. I'm useful for something.
That one.
Yeah, man, they know that you are very useful in the bedroom, but they are calling you useless. Hmm? It's very damaging.
So now maybe, I don't know, not necessarily because you don't provide even food.
Okay.
It's just maybe accustomed to that language.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are expecting in some things that we should not be expecting others to do because, you know, it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But again, but you also have some kind of, you know, that express some of these behaviors and attitudes must be, you know, societally acceptable, kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
appropriate, you
mm-hmm.
understand?
Mm-hmm.
So when these kind of things are coming in the language and things like that.
Yeah.
It is more, I think to me it's more worse. Unless you know, that's what, and the women are very good in those invisible kind of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But their language.
But is it really invisible? Is it really invisible if the person is talking with their mouth? Is it just because there's no scar?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the time is because there's no scar.
Mm.
The scars can only be as an outcome of maybe the physical now because men,
mm-hmm.
that's why I don't know why they beat male women. That's where the problem is.
Mm.
Because if you beat a woman, even if she hits you, she'll tell you that, if you hit me, you go to jail, which is true. You go to jail.
Yeah.
You go to jail. I've seen a woman, a wife who is hitting the woman and the husband. The man is turned like this. And imagine maybe that one is even a martial artist.
Mm.
and he's standing and looking at the woman.
Mm.
Now, honestly speaking, if you hit, kick that woman, do you think you, the eyes will not be like these people who are blowing each other? And you go to here to jail, my friend. Don't joke.
My dear.
Don't joke. As he really tell you, the former governor of Commerce,
mm.
at one point we were discussing about this gender at the higher level.
Yeah.
Spoiled by the prime minister.
Mm.
So, and then the governor was saying, yeah, women, they are so provocative.
Yeah.
And then they come to you close and say, beckon me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women pushing you.
So that you turn back. So that you also retaliate.
If you forget about the lesson that you have taught us here on emotional intelligence.
Mm.
And you find yourself on the other side.
Yeah.
Forget about that. You are also regulated by the law.
Mm.
So you get into serious trouble, my friend.
Serious trouble.
There are a lot of issues.
Mm.
It's a serious trouble.
Exactly. So the one we're quickly going to go for an ad, and then we can...
I think it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, we can come back later.
Stop. Bye.
Good.
Have you ever wondered why Grandma keeps her money under the mattress? Why is Angela uninsured? The Namibia Financial Inclusion Survey 2025 will help us find all the answers from the 6th of October to the 4th of November 2025. The Namibia Statistics Agency teams in uniforms with tablets will visit homes across all 14 regions to learn about financial access, informal banking and saving habits. Email us at info@nsa.org.na or call us at 061-4313-200. Your information is confidential.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. And now, as I was saying, we are diving into the conversation around relationship trauma. Now, it is said that relationship trauma is the psychological and emotional distress caused by harmful experiences within an intimate relationship. Okay, but before we get to this one, as I was saying, City of Windhoek. Why is City of Windhoek fixing potholes in the rain? Like, it's just an axe, really. Why are we fixing potholes in the rain when inimite inatuka kwano? Like, are we not just facing, is it not a waste of resources? Is it not a waste of things, material, road material? And why was it not done a little bit earlier? I think they even have the weather forecast there. They're the kingpins, the lords of the weather forecast. They know the weather left, right and center. They should know when it was going to start raining was. Now all of a sudden when it's raining like this, all the drivers are ikwateke kucha. Last I checked there was a pothole there. Mala, I don't know now if this portal is still going to be there or not, but okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to contribute to our conversation around emotional, which are relationship trauma, the number in studio is 083-288-401. So, we say that, today is going to be a lecture, okay? Today is going to be a lecture. Today is going to be, us diving into the do's, the don'ts, the ups, the downs, the this, the that, the identifiers, okay? So, relationship trauma is the psychological and emotional distress caused by harmful experiences within an intimate relationship, such as emotional, physical, or sexual infidelity or betrayal. Okay, sexual abuse, not sexual infidelity, but sexual abuse, infidelity or betrayal. Now, when we look at betrayal, when we look at infidelity, when we look at sexual abuse, when we look at psychological abuse or emotional abuse, we understand the narrative, okay, guys, but it's not necessarily that we can
identify everything as something that is very, very bad. So let's go to betrayal, for example. Now, many of us are always thinking that betrayal comes from the element of somebody doing something to you and you just never thought, or not somebody, that your loved one doing something to you and you just never thought, right, that they would do something like this to you. And most times if we ask somebody about intimate relationships and betrayal, everybody jumps to infidelity. Everybody jumps to infidelity. Everybody jumps to being unfaithful. Everybody just jumps to that one. Everybody talks about, yeah, you betrayed me there. And also maybe sometimes it is conversations that I had with other people. And on an emotional level, and sometimes it's classified as cheating, emotional cheating. But if it is with a person that is not a close relative, if it is with a close relative, then it is just seen as betrayal. So those are the only two elements that we see when we are talking about betrayal within an intimate relationship, or it's the only thing that is truly and wholeheartedly recognized fully. Right? Kucha, that one is betrayal. Mara, why do we see it as betrayal? We see it as betrayal because, we assume that these are the only things that could most probably hurt us and most probably put us in a negative space, right? But what happens? I want to talk about the element of change, right? I've spoken about change a number of times and I've spoken about gaslighting, and I've spoken about stonewalling, and I've spoken about manipulation, and I've spoken about most variables of the human psychology and most variables of human experiences. And even if some conversations we had to keep them going for about a week in order for us to fully understand them, then we get to the point. But there's an underlying tone when it comes to betrayal that I would like for us to talk about. The betrayal that I'm talking about is the betrayal that somebody morphs into something that you didn't want. And we have spoken about change being inevitable. We've spoken about growth being an element of change. We've spoken about various reasons as to why people change. But what happens when this person turns into a person that is not somebody that you wanted? You know, I always used to wonder why men had always been so skeptical about marriage. They're not skeptical about having a gang of children with you, but they are skeptical in getting committed to you. Now, getting committed to you is most now the marriage. That's why they can date you for 10 years. They can date you for 15 years. They can date you for 7 years. They can date you for such a long time without scooping you up. And you are wondering why, because in your mind, you have passed the ultimate test, right? You've birthed children. You've met parents. You have held them down. You've bailed them out of jail. You have basically been the ride or die. And you don't understand why it's taking so long for somebody to get hitched with you or somebody to marry you. You understand. And this is something that I was now looking into, and I was looking at the sense and the element of commitment. Now, the sense of commitment is that, we might say that when we are together, right, we are committed to one another. But the truth is that when we are outside of a covenant, right, we are committed to each other by choice, not by situation, by circumstances, by legally binding documents or by anything. There's no principle. There's not even a principle of God that's binding us together. We are bound to each other by choice. And this choice can change at any minute. Either something better comes along, or situations change, or the love finishes, or whatever happens, right? And we can decide that this commitment that I went into with you is now something that we can break. You understand? And that is now where the element of marriage comes in, where it's not just that easy. It's very easy to get in, but it is very, very difficult to get out, because it is a contract, right? It is a contract that you signed and that you made. And there's a saying that says that the person you marry is not the person you divorce, because these are two different people. Because the person you married is somebody that loved you, and the person that you are divorcing is somebody that hates you. Or maybe you hate them, and that's why you want to get away from them, right? So what is it really that kept gentlemen and still keeps gentlemen so far away from the whole sense of let's get married? Because more and more I'm seeing senior guys get married. And that means they've lived out their bachelor life. They've lived it out all the way until comma last year, where they know they've got two decades to 60, and then it's retirement. And even if he's not done with the streets, at least he's somebody reputable, and whatever reason that they do it. But it is the concept of commitment. Now, the concept of commitment is that, I feel that men don't want to be betrayed. Men don't want to be betrayed. And the betrayal that may come from women is that they change into something else that they didn't want in the first place. I think men are afraid of the change that comes with women. And it is a change that is inevitable. And they want an option to get out if they want to get out. They want an option to walk away if they want to walk away. And that thing of the ring being on or being married, right, means that you can't just walk away when you want to. But when it's a girlfriend or when it's somebody that you've been with for a while, you can always still walk away because there is no contract. And I think that that commitment is the one that kind of keeps men, struggling and not wanting to get into the relationship on that level, on the level of marriage. Because now the commitment comes with, or what I believe is that the commitment comes with transparency. It comes with transparency, it comes with access, and then it comes with longevity. That is, those are the three elements, right? It comes with transparency, longevity, and access. Now, you have access to me all the time because we have to live together because we are married. We have to live together, and even if we don't live together, right, there is a home somewhere that belongs to both of us. Somewhere. Whether it is the village home, it is what, wherever. There is a home that belongs to both of us where we have to stay. So even if you are working in Oranjemund and me, I'm working in Windhoek, and at some point we still have to go to holiday and we still have to go to our home. So there is a home somewhere that belongs to the both of us, right? And that means there is access. You have access to me whenever you want. Transparency. Transparency is the point where we have, when push comes to shove, we have access to each other's money. And in order for us to coexist properly, there has to be transparency when it comes to money. There has to be a thing of, okay, ngandendi napo, and this is how much that's there, and we talk about it like that. Now, there's this safety net thing, and this safety basket thing, or egg nest, whatever the chicks call it these days. There's this safety net thing where women save away for rainy days, but it's not rainy days with you, sir. It is rainy days for me. So the whole time we are together for the past 20 years, and Kanti, me, every time you give me 10,000, I'm putting 5,000 away for myself, and I'm putting this away, and I make sure that I just go and shop in the cheapest shops, and then it looks like it's 10,000 worth of clothes, but it actually isn't, right? And I'm just putting $5,000 away every single time. Every single month that you give me 10K, I'm putting $5,000 away. Now, on the event that something that transpires between the two of us, right, I walk away. Now, what if the thing that transpires between the two of us, it's not necessarily all these other elements, like, you know, emotional distress and emotional abuse, sexual abuse, infidelity. What if it's none of that? What if, right, it is you getting into a space where you are utilizing funds uncontrollably? And the one thing that was a deal breaker for me was that you must value money. And then here you are enjoying your life, and then you don't value money. And then your wife is like, I can't do this. I'm out. But she says, I'm out, right? When you are at the verge of bankruptcy. And then if you are at the verge of bankruptcy and she says that she's out, she'll still take half of your nothing. So you're left with nothing, and she'll take half of your nothing. I think that that is a thought that, that plays out a lot. And it's not just with wealthy men. It's with men in general that if it's not going to go well, whatever little assets I have, right, must be protected. And they can't be protected if I am married. So I must be single. So I would think that generally, men have a phobia of this betrayal, but it is the betrayal of you changing into something that you are not supposed to change into. For example, you start a relationship young and your lover is your only lover your whole entire life. Say now you start this relationship when you're like 19 or 18, right? And your lover is, let's say at the time, right? Because, you know, at the time your lover is maybe 29. Yeah, let's go with 18 and 29. The gap is big, right? But let's go with it. Or let's make it 30. So you are 18 and he's 29 or 30. And this is a 12-year gap. So the person that you are when you are 18 and the person that you are when you're 35 are two completely different people. They're two completely different people and the experiences, not just from your relationship, because you don't live in your relationship. You also live in a world and you also have friends and you also watch TV and you also, you have so much knowledge and so much information that is being thrown at you. And also you go out there and you go and experience, not that you're going to experience with anybody else, but you are going to experience life and you're going to have a friend that is dealing with bankruptcy, for example, and you are center stage. You are watching this go down. And by watching this go down, you're like, wow. So this is what goes down. And back in your relationship, now your partner knows you as somebody that has been young for the whole time. Somebody that has been young and somebody that has been, believing and having faith in you, the man, because there's a thing called grooming, but let's not call it grooming. It is grooming. For those that know what grooming is basically, okay, let me explain it. It's basically somebody dating you from a younger age or doing or exposing you to certain things in an intimate manner. It might be sexual or it might be relationship wise. And they mold you into the person that they want you to be. It's basically like building yourself a girlfriend or building yourself a lover. That is why it is weird, right? For somebody to see somebody that is 5 years old today and they've always been a family friend. And then after, let's say what, Let's say after 13 years, right? This person now goes on to have a relationship with this man that is the next door neighbor that has watched her ever since she was 5 years old. And all of a sudden, now when she's like 18, right? They want to go into a relationship. That one is, especially if they used to spend a lot of time together and he was more of a, the family quotes him as a father figure, right? Or an uncle figure. But then later on, as time goes on, he's telling her she's beautiful, she's intelligent, she's so smart. And the thing that irks me the most is that they use the same term. The term is that you are so mature for your age. And I feel like it's pedophilia. I feel like it's pedophilia. I don't believe that age gaps should be like, you shouldn't see somebody when they were a child. You must not go and marry somebody that you've seen when they were children. I feel like it was something, you were just eyeing the child or something, or you were grooming the child or something. But all in all, so the pedophilia comes in when adults tell children, especially children that they want to be sexually intimate with, they say things like, oh, you're so mature for your age. Like, what do you mean? Everybody that has had a weird, creepy senior man or a weird, creepy senior woman MAC on them or do something in those lines of MAC, right? It has always been the same saying. It's like they're all born by the same mother and they all yam at the same milk and they all came from the same environment. They all have the same word. You are so mature for your age. The minute a tate says that you are so mature for your age, run. Because that means, ne, he knows that you are too young for him, but he's gonna go for you anyways because you are 10. Hey, you're tender, you're nice, you're fresh off the boat. Run. Hey, you're so mature for your age. Like, then go talk to other mature people, Mos. Like, why are you not going to talk to mature people? Because there's nothing I can offer you here. If going back to grooming, right? There's nothing that I can offer you, a 30-year-old. An 18-year-old, there's nothing I can offer you. I can't offer you intellectual conversation. I can't offer you financial advice. I can't offer you life experiences. I can't offer you competency. I can't. I'm not competent. I can't offer you competency. I can't offer you understanding. I can't offer you anything except maybe birth children, because then I'm at the tender age and I'm fertile. I guess that's the only thing that I can see right now. If you have a thing that you can add to the list, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. But at this point, right, I don't see it. I don't see what can be offered. You know, if you are 30 years old and this girl is 18 years old, no. Maybe. I only believe that the soulmates, right? The soulmates are the ones that go and meet each other when somebody is over the age of 22. Like, even if you are in your 60s, even if you are in your 70s and you meet your person and your person is 22, there it's not manipulation, there it's not gaslighting, there it's not grooming, there it's not pedophilia, there it's nothing. That's just two adults that are choosing to be in a relationship with each other. Even if you guys say things like, yeah, but these old guys, they are marrying young girls. These are not young girls. These are adults. Because they're all over the age of 22. They are even, like, they're all over the age of 21. And these are conscious decisions that they are making because of their preference. They prefer this. And this is what they are into. And this is who they love. And it is what it is. I just have a problem with a 30-year-old together with an 18-year-old. I don't see what is happening there. Now the grouping is that you are wonderful, you are amazing, you are beautiful, and this person hypes you up in ways that you might not think that, in ways that have never happened to you. And also the attention that comes with a senior somebody is that in most cases, when there's such a big age gap like that, right, this person usually has things that you don't have. But the thing is that you wouldn't notice that this person is a deadbeat because you are not at that level. Because by the time you get to 30, you will realize, yeah, but at 30, me, I'm driving, I own a home, I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this. I have so much going on. You understand? But because you are inexperienced and because you are young and because nobody in your inner circle, right, is the age of that senior man. That 30-year-old senior man. Nobody in your inner circle is the age of that man. So they can't even tell you, no, 30-year-olds are supposed to be at this stage, at this level. They're supposed to be doing this. They're supposed to be doing that. They can't tell you that because none of them are at that level. So you get into this person's life, right? And you are fascinated by their mediocrity. You're fascinated by their mediocrity. You're fascinated by it. We call it mediocre because by the time you get to 30, you realize that, yeah, Mara, this person is done slacking. This person is not a hard worker. This person is not doing anything with their lives. That's when you realize it, right? And that's the ultimate betrayal. That's the ultimate betrayal. And it's also the ultimate betrayal for men because look at it. You have your person, you've lived with your person, you've left your person all of a sudden. And then all of a sudden your person just wants more for herself. And it usually happens. I don't know why you guys don't go for your dreams first and then get married. I don't know why you guys get married and then you guys go and pressurize your husbands to be stuck. Now, and this is for the husbands that never speak up and never say it, or those that complain about it, right? You go and traumatize your husband with you wanting to be all these things that you should have achieved before you got married. So what you're supposed to achieve before you get married is you're supposed to get to know yourself. You're supposed to go after your dreams, right? But I think that because a wedding, I think many people are fighting to be young brides. I think women are fighting to be young brides in terms of looking their most youthful, their most beautiful, their most amazing in their wedding gown, but they don't really think about the consequences and the aftermath. We had a conversation with Tata Mike the other day, and we're talking about the therapy before marriage. And part of the therapy questions that he poses to his clients is that, what do you expect from this marriage? And what do you expect from this marriage? And not even from this, yeah, from this marriage, or from this life moving on forward, or moving forward from here, right? After your marriage. And 90%, he said 90% of the men, right? The things that they want is nothing close to the things that the woman wants. And the things that the woman wants, right, are all things that she should have done prior to the marriage. She should have gotten her PhD. She should have gotten her diplomas and certificates and all of, she should have gotten all these things, travel the world. You know, some of us, we are writing things like, oh, I just want to go to Bali and shake my bum in a thong, you know, because you are thinking like that, Mos, which are, like, that's what matriarch wants to do. I want to go shake my bum in a thong in Bali. Bruh. Yes. 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 And drink coconut water. Eh? And go adventuring and go in ayahuasca and go and, yeah, I want to go and do all of that in Peru. You know, I want to go to Bali. I want to go and do this now. And in all of it, there's no picture, which we are going to do that. Like, it's just things. It's like a wish list where you put down all the things that you want to do without regard of what is actually going to happen here, where you guys are going to be stuck together. And that's where I think that men have seen it, right? Where women just keep chasing their dreams. I don't know what it is with women. I think that, we are not dreaming correctly. I think we are dreaming backwards, and that dreaming backwards is now caused by stigma, or by the biological clock. There could be various reasons, but it's biological clock, it's stigma, or it is the fact that everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting married, so we might as well just get married as well, right? And then I'll chase my dreams later. Now, the chasing your dreams later, that is an ultimate betrayal. That is an ultimate betrayal, because that's not what you're supposed to be doing. What we're supposed to be doing in the marriage is supposed to be, we're supposed to be settling down, eh? We're supposed to be making a family. We're supposed to be making a home and saving away for pension and building a mansion. We're supposed to be doing all these things. Now this poor man is out there building the mansion by himself because his wife is at school. Like, what was she doing prior? And the worst part is that, wife might have forced the marriage. He was not even gonna go all out. He was absolutely comfortable with just being a boyfriend, even for 20 years. He was absolutely comfortable with being a boyfriend for 20 years. But because wife's friends and everybody is getting married, right? She's pressuring. Like, yeah, when are you gonna marry me? 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 And then finally he gives in. And then Kanti, her future doesn't even include him. Her future is not even saying that, oh, my husband and I are going to go and enroll at the university, and we are going to go and study, and he's most probably going to study the thing that he likes, so that by the end of 4 years, we acquire our what-what and our what-what, and then we go for our master's. There's no we. It's just everybody has their own idea of things that need to be done. And I feel like that is the betrayal. The betrayal that men don't want. And some of it is the betrayal that we are talking about when it comes to relationship trauma. It is the trauma of having to be with somebody. Because we talk about the divorce rate. We talk about what happens, right? A lot. We talk about it a lot. But how many of us actually tackle issues that are not just the I wouldn't call them basic because they are tragic, right? But the frontliners that are not, how many of us tackled issues that are not the frontliner? The frontliners are physical abuse, emotional abuse, substance dependency, addictions, barrenness, rape, infidelity. You know, those are the big seven. But how about the betrayal of the person that you are with is not the person that you bargained for? And under the notion of false pretense, this person pretended to be or go, or they pretended that they were going to be something that they didn't fulfill. And because of that pretense, right, you were under the notion that it was okay for you to marry them because they were what you wanted, because they displayed a false image of who they are and what they wanted and where they were going. And now you are in a situation where you feel ultimately betrayed. It was the ultimate betrayal. Kucha, whoa. I just never thought that this could be who you were. Now going back to grooming. I hope you guys are writing notes. I hope you guys are here. I hope you guys are writing notes. Now going back to grooming and why I say there's an element of betrayal, right? And why some men feel that there's an element of betrayal, especially when there was grooming. Now, for you guys that are having, I'm talking about guys, from the age of 30, you know, to 40, ne? 30 to 40, ne? These guys, 30 to 40, and you guys are, okay, so 27, 25 to 40. And, guys now, and guys that are having girlfriends, guys within this age range that are having girlfriends, right? That are babies. I know you guys are all denying, but we see you picking the girls up. We see you picking up grade 11 girls. We see you. We see you in full blown relationships with them. We see you walking around with them. It's even better when they fail and they're still in school, because now you can do things like, yeah, her age is, and she doesn't even want to wear uniform anymore. But we see you. We see you guys picking up your girlfriends from high school. We see you. So let's not pretend like it's not happening. Let's not do that. Let's just get our advice, get our cup of tea, swallow our pill, and get over it, okay? Yeah. What you're going to do with this information is completely up to you. But I'm just telling you, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm just telling you what I've read. I'm just telling you, okay? So you guys that are cradle snatching, you guys that are baby crib, baby rocking, you guys that are, you know, baby snatchers. Yeah. So what happens is that your young girlfriend is too young. Is too young and she contributes nothing. And she contributes nothing at that stage because she has no experience whatsoever. She might talk a good game, you know, because she listens to the matriarch. She might talk a good game and she might know everything. But the truth is that experience and age is the best teacher. And as long as she has not experienced enough, gone through anything, she still doesn't know anything and she's a baby. So you guys, what happens is that when you go into a relationship with a youngin, right? You are grooming them. You are grooming them into becoming the perfect wife for you. So she must be submissive, or she must be submissive, and she must be calm and well-spoken. She must be respectful. She must be, she must be all of these things. Now, if you're taking a baby and this baby loves you and this baby thinks that you're God's gift to mankind, to women, right? And thinks that you're so amazing and thinks that you have your life together, because look, a 32-year-old woman is not going to date you because you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing going on for your life. You have nothing, zero. You have nothing going on for your life. A 32-year-old woman is not going to date you. One, she's going to ask you, can you pick me up? And you're like, yeah. And then you show up and then she's like, yeah. What do you do? And maybe you do nothing. Or maybe, right? You have a job, but what you're pushing doesn't amount to what you have. Now, I'm not saying, right, that being broke is a sin and women won't love you when you are broke and all of that. I'm not saying that because women love everything. All you have to do is just bath. Women love everything. You can just come there with a sad story. We will take you. And you can even say, I'm coming out of a mental asylum today. And somebody will say, like, but you can stay at my house. Women, I think there's a shortage of men, and this shortage is so big that women are just settling for whatever. You can literally just get a nice haircut and any woman would want you. Like, yeah. Most probably the women that are rejecting you are the women that you want. But if it is the matter of having a woman in this Namibia, you can have a woman if you want. The ones that don't have women are the ones that don't want. That don't want women. But to be honest, you can just get a nice haircut. You can even just put it on your Facebook status. Kusha, DM me if you're looking for a boyfriend. How? I'm telling you, you get your DM. It might not be the ones that you want because you want Naomi Campbell and Beyonce and things. But if it's just as ordinary woman, you will get. So at this point, you date this person when they are babies and you trying to mold them into becoming the perfect wife. So she must be a submissive person. She must be what? She must be what? And also, she must be nurturing, you know, she must be nurturing. She must be caring. She must be all these things. And you can easily, right? Because your opinion of her matters so much when she's that age. Your ideas of her matter so much, and everything that you are doing, because you are the big one, you are the old one here, you are the senior here, we will follow your lead, because you have seen life already. You are 30. You have seen life already. I'm 18, you are 30. You have seen life already. So everything that you are telling me, I will eat it up. I will eat it up and I will believe you. Even if you advise me, Kucha, no, go study medicine. And I know I hate medicine and I would be a better accountant. Because you are saying it, I assume because, it's like I'm brainwashed. I assume because you are older and also you have experienced more and also you love me and also you are my boo thing, right? You know what's best for me. Now, this works out great, especially for narcissists and for dominating people and for people that want to be on top of people that want something to control, controlling people. It works out great. And when it works out great for you, right? I've seen this so many times. When it works out great for you, you fall in love. Like, yeah. Yeah, you fall head over heels in love with the person that you had created. You understand? Where they go? You fall head over heels because now this person is everything that you want. Because you made them. You created them. It's like you created them in a laboratory. Like, yeah. They depend on you. Because she's 18. She's got nothing. You know, and even if she comes from a wealthy family and all of that, where people can give her and all of that, it's still not hers. So she has nothing of her own, basically. So the little pennies that you give her, right? She eats it up. The little time and attention, the little drives, the little whatever that you guys are doing, right? Eat it up. You know why? Because wow. All her high school boyfriends have never done the things that you are doing. Now you look like a big guy because you are buying on credit a cell phone, and then you give her a cell phone and it has 3 stoves. You're like, wow. But you are buying it on credit and you know you can't afford it. But you're buying it on credit and you're paying it off for 3 years, right? And she doesn't know that. She just thinks that you are so moneyed. Why? Because she doesn't even know that you can go and buy on credit. She doesn't even know that you can have an account with somewhere. Why? How does she not know? Because she's young. She's a baby. None of her friends have any accounts anyway. The only sense of responsibility that has ever popped up that maybe could count is the lay-by that she can make at Mr. Price. But apart from that, they don't know no accounts. They don't know contracts. They don't know any of that. So whatever you're doing is fascinating, right? And you fall head over heels in love. You know why you fall in love? Because she is exactly what you want. Yeah, she's quiet when you are talking. She's quiet when you're talking. She apologizes. Even when you are dead wrong, she apologizes. And you mold her into becoming like that. You know, like, yeah, I don't understand why you never apologize. You never apologize. You stick it into her head that she doesn't apologize, and then she just starts apologizing automatic, you know, because, there's this fear of you are gonna leave her because she believes, right? She believes that you are so attractive and so amazing that there are just women that go to work that want you. Can't it? The women that go to work, they don't want you. But she doesn't know this. She just thinks that she's lucky. She's so lucky to have you. She's so lucky that she crossed your radar. She's so lucky in her life. She's just thinking with luck. So she doesn't want to lose her person that she's so lucky to get. Right? We don't know. Trauma bonding. I don't know, guys. Trauma bonding mutu. You know, being groomed. You know, a little bit of R. Kelly here, pedophilia here. You know, small. But we're not under playing it. And this is definitely triggerous to some. But we are painting the picture on how it really falls out and how it falls in. And we're talking about it. Okay? So, here you are. And she starts apologizing. You know? There's nothing inside you that's thinking, kucha yamara, this child is good, this child is gonna go to the club and meet somebody else better and all of that. No. There's nothing like that inside you that's thinking like that. Because you made sure that she thinks that you are the prize. And now you fall in love with her because she is everything that you wanted her to be, everything that you made her to be. And you marry her. Like, as soon as she turns 21, you marry her. Full stop, and says done. Eh? And by this time, she's like varsity and graduating next year. And as soon as that graduation confirmation comes, which we are pleased to inform you that, yay, as soon as that paper comes through and she tells you about it, yeah, because she even went to study the thing that you told her she must go and study, right? And she grew fond of it, because she doesn't know any better, because she trusts you. So now you are having your procureur, you're having your lawyer. You're having your lawyer, or you're having your nurse, you're having your engineer, or you're having your architect, or you're having your designer, or you are having your HR person, or you're having your soldier, whoever. Eh? You're having your person now that is everything that you want because you made them like that. And by 21, you're like, me, I'm serious about this relationship, you know? So look at it. It's, you guys meet at 18 and let's say at 17, and then she's turning 18. So it's 18, 19, 20, 21. You guys are together for 4 years and you are like, yeah, at this point, I know that, you are the love of my life, baby girl. And baby girl, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you, baby girl. Baby girl, eh? You are giving that baby girl the baby girl talk, right? And I want to marry you. You make it a whole thing, all her university friends, because they still don't know better. And by this, you are 34, eh? You are 34, say. You're almost falling off the youth. Because at 35, you fall off and then you just become, adult, senior, I don't know. But yeah. So at this point, you're 34 and she's 21. And you are like, I just wanna marry you and make an honest woman out of you because, you know, these girls that are out here, then I believe you. We believe most. We believe the story because, I mean, it's Madala telling us. Madala is always right. Please. So Madala is telling us. Yeah. So 21 and the parents are highly disappointed. Ne? They are very disappointed because this girl didn't even get to enjoy this money inside this family. And you already take her to your house so that she can become you people's slave at your house with your mother. Yeah, she becomes your mother's piggy bank and she becomes your family slave. Yeah, auntie. Auntie, tutumina ko 500. Auntie, we don't have a chivalry. Auntie, she becomes auntie. Mm? And your family nana puts her makeover. So she doesn't go anywhere and go and build anywhere. And this is her. She's married at the age of 21. And it's her life, you know, and she grows and, you know, she stays home or she waits for graduation day, and graduation day comes, you buy everything because she doesn't work. And, you know, and she's an engaged someone and all of that. Fine. Everything is great. Everything is great. Everything is going well. And then eventually at 22, she starts working. 23, she starts working. Now at work, ne? There are other people. Yeah. There are other people that are now Elizabeth. Eh? Other people that are now Elizabeth. Other people that know things and other people that are. Yeah. They know. You know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They know the gist. They know the things of life. And they start talking. Yeah. They start talking and they start, they start talking and she's like, no, but what? But me, my husband. And she's the only one in the whole office. She's the youngest and she's the only one that's married. It's only the members that are married and her, and the rest of them are just what? They are going through their whole phase. They are going through that phase. And hallelujah. Yeah, they're going through that hallelujah phase. And as they go through that, right, all of them, she's starting to get curious. She's starting to get curious because she never got to experience it. She never got to experience dates with other people that are not you. She has never had sex with anybody except you. She has never gone to dinner with anybody except you. Because you picked her up when she was so young and she didn't have experiences of her own. And she found you already modified. Eh? You've already been modified. You have already finished them. But she was clean. And she was inexperienced. And her friends are talking about, yeah, do you know the Kama Sutra? Colleagues, they're talking about, yeah, do you know the Kama Sutra? Then one of the colleagues even becomes a friend, you know, ride or die. They're talking about Kama Sutra styles, and you guys just do government with your kapesen. Eh? You even call her boring, but she doesn't know better. How? Grooming. Grooming!
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Have you ever wondered why Grandma keeps her money under the mattress? Why is Angela uninsured? The Namibia Financial Inclusion Survey 2025 will help us find all the answers. From the 6th of October to the 4th of November 2025, the Namibia Statistics Agency teams in uniforms with tablets will visit homes across all 14 regions to learn about financial access, informal banking, and saving habits. Email us at info@nsa.org.na or call us at 061-4313-200. Your information is confidential.
Alrighty, good evening. So, she starts experiencing things and she starts looking at other kids. Because truth is, it's other kids like her. Other kids. So at this point, she's achieved. Now she wants a car. You already bought her car. So now everybody is celebrating things. And then people start talking, right? So when it is Martha's turn at the office to buy a car, Martha is celebrating it. Martha doesn't have a boyfriend. Martha doesn't have a boyfriend. She got out of a relationship. Whatever. She's single. Martha is the most hardworking woman at the office, right? And Martha just bought her first car. It's a Mercedes. Waza. Eh? You know, we are obsessed with the Mercedes, guys. It is what it is. It's a very good car. She think that's a German. Ki German. Eh, ki German. Eh, ki German. Eh, shete, ki German. But anyhow, anywho. So, Martha buys her Benz, you know, and Martha is talking about it, but she's talking about it with a sense of pride and a sense of achievement, ne? That here, your wife, your child bride, eh? Your child bride never got to experience because she's always been with you. And if she wants to drive, you taught her. If she wants to watch, she's never struggled, right? And it's not because she wants to struggle. It's just basically because, you know, she's just you. She's just the person you want her to be. So Martha is buying a Benz. Yeah. Yeah, here's Martha's Benz. Martha is buying a Benz. And then Martha is also getting a master's, right? She's getting a master's. And Martha is living. When I say living, Martha is living. Martha is snapping pictures of going out. Martha is living. Hello? Martha is alive. Martha is alive. The Magoko Radio.
Hello.
Hi. Switch off the radio.
Yeah, let me switch off the radio.
All right.
Okay, I've switched the radio off.
Yeah, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm just listening to you talking and then...
Are you shocked?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Why? Saying... Why are you shocked? What's shocking you?
We are saying 18 versus 30, you know.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. How I look at Disney.
Yeah.
18 versus 30.
Yeah.
Although your concepts might be true, right, whatsoever, but
yeah. 18. No, those are opinions. 30. Opinions, right? You can have yours as well. You can have your opinions without bashing mine.
Yeah. And apparently we are entitled to our own thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me give you mine.
Yeah.
18 versus 30.
Mm-hmm.
That means that was, is it zero versus... 0 versus 18 or 0 versus that should be 0 versus 18 back then.
Okay, so what do you mean by 0 versus 18? What do you mean?
I mean when the month 18 was born, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And this one was 18.
Mm.
So
I think you was 12.
Okay, 12.
Yeah, 12.
So
almost
okay,
a teenager. Mm.
Okay, almost a teenage.
Yeah.
But it cannot, okay, let's just say 15.
Yeah, okay, roughly, yeah.
Let's just say 15 because, yeah.
Okay.
And then you just check that gap, you know.
Mm.
That's almost a decade apart.
Yeah, moving to the second decade.
Yes. So... If now in our decades we see our parents, let me say my father beating my mother back then.
Yeah.
A decade later it is no more a time of beating, because back then at my time beating your wife was a sign of love.
Okay.
Mm. A decade later.
But why would you beat her? What did she be beaten?
No, it's just something I brought up.
Okay, cool.
To say whatever was normal at my time.
Yeah, it's not normal now.
It's no more going to be normal now.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course I can groom you.
Mm.
Of course I can groom you, but what I think, according to my experience, I feel like relationship is not built. It's not built by what we do.
Mm.
Relationship is built by what we have in common.
Mm. But what do you have in common with a 17, 18 year old?
Nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you are at work. You are talking about, yeah, my boss came with the projections of next year and the projections or shitty projections.
Yeah, and then this one don't just understand anything.
Anything.
Mm, so even if we were to give her money,
yeah.
all she think of spending
is sweets and clothes and phones.
Yeah, not even to say like, how can I make this money
grow?
At least just grow with 1%.
Yeah.
I cannot think of that.
No.
So that's why, when I hear now the part about like, I'm like, no. At least there must not be, okay, a gap can be there.
Yeah.
A gap can be there.
The gap is fine. If you are 34 and your girlfriend is 21 or 22. Right? It's still perfectly fine because at this point she is an adult. You understand? Me, I'm talking about people that have not experienced anything at all. If you find her fresh out of varsity, ne? She's an adult. It's fine. Right? Me, I'm talking about, Oshiri, you are picking up your girlfriend from high school. even when she takes off her uniform so you guys can have sex,
that's total madness.
Yes, it is madness. And there are so many of them.
And even 34 with 21 is also madness.
To some degree it is, but I would like to believe that the experiences faced from the age of 19 to 21 are dramatic enough, right? For a spirit of growth to happen within an individual.
I
would like to believe that within 19, 20, 21, provided, right, you are either working or you are studying. Mm-hmm. But if you are just at home, right, and you are 21, then she's still a baby.
That's true.
Yeah. If she's just at home doing nothing and she's 21, then she's still a baby. But if she's studying or she's working, then there is an amount of stress, right, that has hit her that she can now recognize what the real world is.
But let me tell you of a story.
Okay.
Of a lady that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So she was maybe in her 21. Let me just say 21 because when they were getting married was a dispute. So like the age did not yet come. The age did not yet reach that age. Yes.
Mm.
And the man was kind of, I would say 35.
Okay, so she was 21.
Yes.
Okay, and he was 35.
Somewhere like that when they got married because
she was just
in her fourth year.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying, Kucha.
No, listen.
No, I hear you. But I know you want me to listen, but I'm telling you right now, looking at their wedding ages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their relationship started, right? When she was maybe 17, to be honest.
I think 17 when she was on the first year.
Was it first year?
Yeah, it was when she was on the first year.
Okay, so it's 21, 20, 19, 18.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, 18.
Yeah, 18 is there.
Yeah.
And then.
Still a baby.
Then they got married when she's at the final year.
Yeah.
And we all thought, yeah, she's mature enough, she's well.
You guys think we are very clever. These women.
they did not clock 6 years.
Yeah.
They did not clock 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the man did nothing wrong.
She was just too young. What happened?
The man did nothing wrong. Is this type of guys that come straight from
he's boring. From work, he's boring.
Straight from work, buy a newspaper, come home, sit on the table, read it, sleep, and then continue the routine over and over and over and over.
He's boring.
Yet they did not. Yet and now in Oshombo culture there's a system of saying apparently the man is ready to settle. Yeah, that man was ready to settle.
He should have taken another senior citizen like him that's also ready to settle.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm disagreeing with you saying apparently even in the 21.
No, your disagreement is 21, eh? But let's not look at it from the age of 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just look at it from the foundation. The foundation is 18.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are grooming somebody, you start when they are young.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, my question is, what are you doing with a girl that was in high school yesterday? You understand? Because we're not talking, we're not talking about 21, because 21, if you met your boyfriend at 21, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you went to get married at 22, then we can understand. But if you married your boyfriend when you were a baby, ne? Then he was grooming you into becoming the perfect wife. And you, and you fell in line with it. The problem is that, you are still growing. And that's why they can't clock 6 years. Because the span is only limited to 10 years.
Yeah.
The span is only limited to 10 years. You are only fascinating for at least 9 to 10 years. And after that, you are no longer fascinating because one, you are at the age of what? You are 40 years old now. You're 40 years old. Your looks are not looksing, eh? And also, none of my friends have husbands that look like you. Let's just start there, eh? Let's just start there. You want to read the newspaper. My married friends are going to Bali because they just got married last year.
I've been
in marriage for half a decade.
Yeah, that's true.
Eh? And I've only had sex with you ever in my whole life. And then the change, you know what the change comes in? And this is why I was saying that men feel like the betrayal that comes within the relationship trauma is that men feel betrayed by women that they have groomed, right, to be the perfect wife, and they don't turn out to not be the perfect wife because at a specific age in a woman's life, she wants adventure. Now, if you are taking your kadirona is going to become a chicken. Your kadirona is going to grow. Your kadirona is going to leave you with the kids.
That's true.
Oh, your kadirona is going to leave you with the kids because one, all the kadirona's friends are at the prime of their life.
Yeah.
And also, while she was young, right? So at 22, 23, 24, she's pregnant all those years and then she gives birth once, eh? And then 25, right? Her body just goes back more formation, Ekenga. Like she didn't, you look at her and you'll be like, no, I'm a mother of three. You will not believe it. You know? Because the whole body goes back into formation and now she looks fire at work.
And also she have you to take care of the babies.
You will take care of the children.
So she no longer have to worry about my children. Where am I leaving them?
She's going for her master's. They all have that. All these young brides, ne? They're all going for their masters. They're all going for their PhDs. They're all leaving husbands in the house with children. All of them. And the problem is with men that are proposing kids in uniform. Because that is what you are expecting. Shashino ondinara kukoka, ne? Netandimono kuchundo nukwe tota utondoko reisa ya changi ni kana kanji.
But to propose a lead a girl in a uniform, and they are not wearing a uniform. I mean, to me, how I see this,
They want to build wives, my brother.
No. I pass these kids when they are knocking off.
You're even calling them these kids, not these girls, because they are kids.
I look at them.
Look at these girls, these ladies.
No. They're not ladies. How can they be ladies? These are my daughters. These are my very own daughters. How can my daughter be a lady?
Ubabiki.
At the age of 3 to 4, I was bathing them.
Hey, they are babies, now, man. Babies for life.
What can move me? It's like when I look at them, I look at something that is not right.
Like I know I'm
missing.
Eh, Oh, mbono ne numba kona tango mahongwa ngano. Tamu ya muningile jena. They are kids.
Nantenga ngano ende pongwandi kuno mahongwa kuna skulu mwatile kuja. Ne kusaba nande kongwa liwendije.
Never. Because you are waiting for the fruit to get ripe.
You have to wait for the fruit to get ripe. And the last time they were asking about that thing in Yandivi.
Yes.
But even if they were to ripe and then I noticed kuja, the age difference here is 10, 15. No, then I'm no longer interested.
Yeah, kuja huu mi nganda hara ya talela. Ya machua.
So, now, what conversation would you have with her?
It is a dominance thing. That's why I'm saying grooming, right? Because it is a dominance thing. Look, most men are failing with conversations with women like matriarch. Do you know why? Because matriarch is asking you questions which are, brur, you are working at NMC. You have
sorry,
a very...
Let me take this call quickly and then I'll call back again.
Oh, okay. All right.
For example, women like of matriarch's age, ne? They are going to ask you serious questions because we know where you are supposed to be when you are 30, right? So you are 30 and me, I'm maybe 27, right? And you approach me and we are talking. For starters, where do you work? Now, me, I know. You say, I work at NMC. Me, I know where NMC is. I know what they do. I know, Met Health. I know, I know, right? But a child doesn't know. Or you come and you tell me, Kucha, no, I work for Eagle Media House. I know what Eagle Media House does. And I know, Kucha, okay, they are a company. They are like this. They're like this. I know. So I'm already asking questions of how long have you been there? Ah, no, I've been there for the past 10 years. You're like, oh, okay. So nice. So you're 30 now. You've been there for the past 10 years. That means you started working when you were 20. That means in 10 years, right? Have you to show for it? Are we getting a cab? Why are we getting a cab? You've been working for 10 years. Why are we not moving in something? These are questions that I'm going to ask. Like, why are you not having a vehicle? You know? Like, why are you not having a vehicle? Nandoka tukutukune, why are you not having a vehicle? You've been working permanent at this company for the past 10 years. Why are you not having a vehicle? No, not unless you tell me that it was bumped or it was what or it was what. And what you tell me happened to the car also determines whether or not I'm going to have a conversation with you. Because if you are telling me that your vehicle got repossessed, then I'm like, reckless with finances. I'm already looking at you like, reckless with finances. I can't do this. You understand? So I'm asking you these questions. Mara, baby girl over here, you tell them, because no, I work for Eagle Media House. She only knows Eagle FM. She doesn't know that it's a whole entire entity. She doesn't. She only knows Eagle FM. Oh my God. Like, do you also talk on the radio? Like, do you know Matriarch? Yeah? Those are the questions. Ah, she's my colleague. Yeah, she's my colleague. Like, oh, I love her so much. Now I can hook you up to meet her. Woo! Oh my God! You see? Hyped up. And you, it is an ego thing. Guys, it is an ego thing. It is a dominating thing. It is a praise thing. That is the only valid explanation or reason I can come up with as to why you want a girl that is in school uniform and you are a big man. It is because you want to groom her and you want to dominate her and you want to create the perfect wife out of her. You want to create the perfect person out of her. The one that can, you know, not challenge you. The one that cannot ask you questions because she knows nothing. So you are talking about Eagle Media House and she's like, oh my God, you know, Matriarch, you also work on the radio. Like, are you a radio presenter? Those are the questions that she's asking. Me, a 34-year-old woman that you are talking to, I would ask, oh, okay, so which entity? Which entity of Eagle Media House are you working? Because I understand it's an enterprise. I understand that there are various ihako, and compartments within Eagle Media House. So which element are you manning? You know, is it, is it digital? Is it paper? Is it what? Radio? Is it infrastructure? What are we doing? Or what do you do? Like, exactly. I want to know exactly. I'm not concerned about matriarch things. Should I? Because I'm was here for settling down. I'm here for consistency. I'm here for a future. I will not ask you matriarch things. Matriarch things I'll come and ask later. So And also, when you mention matriarch, then I also look at you funny. Is that your pickup line that you tell girls or what? They go, I know matriarch. Ah, no. You see? And these are questions. So the difference, I think, right, with that put in place, it is a matter of dominating somebody. Now, if you can control the way somebody thinks about themselves and about the world, right, then you can control them. That is why there is this inferiority complex. That's why I keep talking about let's decolonize our minds. Because the first thing that was hit was our mind, our self-perception, what we think of ourselves. Now, we are told that black is bad. We are told that we are fierce, right? Fierce. Right? We are told that. We are told that we are worthless. We are told that we are nothing. We are enslaved. We are raped. We are brutalized. We are treated like the scum of the earth. We are told that we cannot sit on chairs. We are told that bread, this white bread is not for us. We are told that we cannot live in town. We must live in Katutura where we can't rest. We are told this. And who tells us this is somebody that puts themselves on a pedestal that is high. Somebody that dominates. And it's the same kind of dominance that comes from a senior man towards a young girl. It's the same kind of dominance. Because what you have to do is conquer. Right? Now this child, one, she has not built enough confidence to know that she's God's gift to mankind. No. She has barely been out of her house even. So where will she build confidence if she's not getting confidence from you? So she's coming, you just break her down and you mold her and groom her into being this kind of person. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Uh-huh. Please take off the volume there by the radio.
Of course. I do understand.
All right.
Then I have been listening to the show for some time now.
Yeah.
But then I realized that, the way women think and the way men think mm-hmm. is, kind of different.
Yeah.
Because for me, when a lady is young, or for men in general, when a lady is young, she's less experienced, potentially less relationships and so forth.
Mm.
So that is something that we value as men.
Okay.
And the grooming part as well, you want your women to be, in line with the way you thought, because at the end of the day, you're going to be the man of the house.
Mm.
So that doesn't
okay, but the question, no, but the question is in line with what? Why does she have to be in line?
So if you look at the wedding, if you look at the whole process of marriage, right?
Okay.
The father of the daughter then comes and brings the daughter to you as the man on the aisle. So if
give
you look
her
at
away.
Exactly.
Mm.
So this is a transfer of daughters basically.
Mm.
So what happens is you, since, marriage was only supposed to happen once now, like if you go back to the story of Adam and Eve, Adam is, the man, and then God didn't give them Eve until Adam named all of the animals and things like that.
Mm. Until he proved worthy.
Exactly. Mm. So what happens is that now when Adam, built the house basically, so as a man, you were supposed to build your own house. Which you'll do by the time you're in your 30s, right?
Mm.
And then you get to get yourself a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're going to get yourself now a lady that's your age, and then they have all of that experience, and you know how women mature,
okay.
Let me
interject a little bit there. Okay. Proving you're worthy, I get it, right? Proving you're worthy and you have now become a man, I get it, right? But according to whose standards, if the person that you are courting and wanting to be in a relationship with is a baby that doesn't know any better, so you could be mediocre and have absolutely nothing, but because she has no experience and she has not seen what is out there in the world, right? You look like a prize, but you are renting a small bed, you are renting a one bedroom inside somebody's house, right? And she thinks that this is so amazing because you are independent apparently. But the truth is other 30-year-olds own houses. And that's why when you come now to matriarch, right? Matriarch is like, yo, bruh, why are you renting inside a house inside, Africa Tongoshili? Like, what's up, man? All these 10 years, what are you doing with the income? You understand? But then a baby will not question you. And that's what I'm talking about here. Kucha, you guys are cradle snatching because you guys are inadequate as men. You guys are not living up to the plate as men, and now you guys don't want to date women. You guys want to date children so that you guys can make yourselves feel like men. And feel like men because you guys are not performing. You guys don't have nothing at 30. And now you want to present yourself as somebody that's having something to a baby that doesn't know what a 30-year-old is supposed to have because she has no experience.
Okay, let us change the cards. Okay, let us assume now I'm the world.
No, but did you hear me?
I understand.
All right.
What you mean is that, okay, there are some people that are taking advantage of the small kids. They don't know. Yeah, I understand that totally. Mm-hmm. But then let us assume now I'm a big boy.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You know, it's in a fat pocket, right? And I'm 30.
Okay, all right.
So does it make sense for me to go to a 27 or a 25-year-old that, you know, like most of the girls, they become very naughty when they go into universities, and then they go some irreversible, you know, they take some irreversible decisions that they make in their lives and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn into their, when they turn 25 and then 27, they're about to hit the wall. Now they want to settle down, you know.
Mm.
So would I rather go with that one, or would I rather go with a fresh one? You know, because like 20.
But what 20, happens with 20? What are you talking about? What are you talking about with an 18-year-old?
With a lot, like I said,
like
earlier
what?
On. Like I said earlier on, it's basically just a transfer of daughters.
No, but it's not a transaction. The question is, what are you doing with her? What conversation? So you're teaching her sex. Let's go there. Cradle snatching, straight up. Yes, because we are starting at 18. We're starting at 18, 17, right? What are you doing with her? You are a big boy with fat pockets. You have seen the world. You have had your number of women. You have done everything. You have done drugs. You have done alcohol. You have done women. You have done orgies. You have done all of this. You are dirty, right? But what are you talking about with a baby? Let's just say because the thing is that, right, you are talking about a woman that becomes naughty in university and irreversible, what that means, dirty.
Exactly.
That means dirty.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you are also dirty because you are a 30-year-old that wants to cradle snatch, right? But my question is, what are you guys talking about with an 18, 17-year-old? Like, hold the line and think about it, okay? Hold the line for me.
Usave's combo for just 599 Namibian dollars is so popular that we gladly repeat it. Hurry to get yours. 10 kilogram each of Champion Super Maize Meal, Bokomo Fetgo Flour, Nice Rice, and 10 kilos Marathon White or Brown Sugar. All four products for only 599 Namibian dollars. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at Usave.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Did you think about it?
Of course.
Okay, talk to me.
No, I'm actually just still objecting because, you know.
Mm. No, don't object. Answer the question. Mm. What are you, a 30-year-old man that has experience, that has sat in big tables, right? Talking about with a 17-year-old. What do you guys talk about?
You know, starting to build, you know.
What are you building
situation?
With a baby?
Experience. No, my point is still valid.
I'm not saying it's not valid. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you genuine questions. What are you talking about? So your mother dies.
Mm-hmm.
What is she going to do for you?
You think an 18-year-old cannot? You think an 18-year-old cannot?
No. You are a big boy. Remember who you are. Ne? You are a big boy.
Your mother dies,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's not even go to 18. Let's say 17. She's turning 18 later on in the year, right? She's 17.
17.
Hmm? Yes.
That will be technically that.
But even 18. It's not statutory rape. It's not statutory rape because the legal age is 14 apparently.
Oh, 14.
Apparently, yeah, where you can consent for sex or whatever. Yeah, but anyways, I'm asking you in all honesty. right?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother dies today.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your girlfriend that is 17 years old going to offer you in that moment?
But honestly, I think an 18-year-old would even do a better job than a 27-year-old.
What is she going to do? Tell me what she's going to do. Tell me what makes her better than a 27-year-old. Tell me what it is.
She's going to be, oh, are you okay? Mm. No, she's going to be annoying you and things like that, you know?
Okay, annoying you?
A 27-year-old one will...
No. Let's finish here. Before we jump to 27, 27 will come. Huh? Let's finish here. Okay, so...
An 18-year-old one.
Yeah, no, it's not 18. Let's go to 17, 18. Okay, let's go with 18 because you're pushing
okay,
18.
Okay, 17.
What is she going to do? So she's going to do what?
No, I genuinely believe that she will do a better job.
What will she do? Like, what will she do? Because I know, as a 34-year-old woman, I know mm-hmm. that if my partner, right, loses uh-huh. his mother and we are together, ne? One, mm-hmm. I am contributing financially. I am mm-hmm. coming to take care of you because you lost a mother, right? And I'm holding,
take care of you.
Like one, I have to make sure that your laundry is done. I have to make sure that your house is spotless. I have to make sure that all the arrangements that you need to do as the firstborn of your family, right, are in check. Mm-hmm. So I know for starters, okay, Kucha, let's call a funeral parlors. All right, how much is a coffin? Okay, let's check for tombstones. Okay, let's check for flower arrangements. Let's check for bottled water. Let's check for which cemetery we are going to bury your mother. Let's check, right, for which hearse is better and which one is more climatic for her because of the person that she was. Right? And this is me making phone calls and all of this. And this is me at 34. Also, me as a 34-year-old woman, I'm also not letting you go on your journey. Let's say now your mother is in the north. Let's assume your mother is a Vambo. I'm not letting you go on that long road, right? To go and bury your mother alone, never forever. And even if Andy Kurandura, if I'm going to follow you and I'm going to come after you, right? I have to give you something to hold you down. But what can you tell me that a 17, 18-year-old will do?
Okay,
apart from call you. Because all of us are calling. 27 and 18. We're all calling, please. We all have our way here. And Parates is even making it better because Parates is having, is having internet and now is having talk minutes and SMS. Parates, please. So we all have it. We're all calling. Okay.
Okay. So, technically, if my mother passes away, a call, as a man, a call is all I need.
Okay.
A call, a good call, and then a sweet, I love you, what, sweet potato, that's all I need.
Okay. So you basically don't want to go through life with a partner. Want to go through life with a dependent.
Not necessarily a dependent.
It's a dependent because the person is a baby. The person can't contribute to you, and also the person has never seen grief. Let's just talk there. Yeah? And then the person gets angry of why you are not replying, but your mother just died.
No.
Let's be realistic. We were all 17. Come on.
I remember. Yes, I remember.
Let's all be realistic here because me, I was very emotional. Yeah? I was very emotional. Why are you not picking up my phone? Are you talking to Samantha from down the street? Oh my God. All right. But you are saying that apparently they are very mature for their age. Yeah.
Exactly. I remember my high school time. I wanted to do something, you know, this thing of, you know, you don't date girls for fun. You date them to marry them and things like that.
How did that work out? Did you marry her?
Only for my girlfriend. No, only for my girlfriend at the time to tell me that it's called a courtship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? I was 18, 19, I guess. I was 19 at the time and she was like younger than me.
Mm.
But you know, she already know those things like courtships. Girls, you know, girls, they are committed, especially to relationship things.
Mm.
Girls, they study those type of relationships.
Did you marry her? Yeah, the mature girl, did you marry her?
No, I didn't.
What happened?
Because girls mature just so.
What happened?
What happened is that, you know,
she went off with another dude.
No, we outgrew each other.
No, you guys didn't outgrow each other. She outgrew you.
Exactly.
Yeah, she outgrew you. Do you know why she outgrew you?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you were not delivering. the excitement just the same way as even if you take her, because you are trying to groom her, right? But you are not old. She has no respect for you because you are not old. It is an intimidation tactic there. That's what I'm trying to say. It's pedophilia. Big men date small kids to intimidate them. And the problem is that it comes back to backfire because the child grows. Eh? She's no longer afraid of you. She's no longer submissive to you because she gets to 25 and she realizes that, hell no, I've been stuck with this guy and this guy is starting to bold.
That depends now if you did a good job or not.
A good
okay,
job in...
If you were brainwashing her and then you didn't brainwash her...
Properly. Well. No. It's if you were brainwashing her and you didn't brainwash her properly, that's when she starts saying. But the thing is that, it has a time span. It, no matter what, it has a time span. Your wife, your young wife acts out. All of them, okay, so... history is there. Your young wife acts out. That is why your gap is not supposed to be too big. That's why you are supposed to marry somebody that is over the age of 22. Ne? And you didn't start, you started dating them at 22 and you can marry them at 25. There, your marriage is going to stick. But if you're saying this thing of taking them from babyhood and making them women and wives, you or Twitter on Jemo Kathemanai.
Okay, if you start with her at 22 now.
No, if you start with her at 22, she's an adult. There she knows, Kuchan, she's going some way.
Okay, remember the notice card that I told you about?
Mm-hmm.
That naughty stuff, that it's a no-brainer for guys like me specifically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those girls, they like getting naughty and things like that. Now, come, I mean, okay, now you are marrying a girl and then the other guy say, hi, you understand? So,
Okay,
you are just assuming, okay, because for you, when you started the, your conversation, it's all about now, those guys,
no, my conversation for tonight is relationship trauma. And the issue that I was tackling is betrayal. And part of the betrayal, right, is what happens, why men feel that there's an element of betrayal and in which elements are the betrayal. The betrayal is when your wife goes and changes on you, right? And she takes half of your things. Even if you have nothing, she'll take half of your nothing because you started with your wife when she was a baby and now all of a sudden she's a big girl and she doesn't want this stupid life that you're offering here of reading newspapers.
But marriage now is a big thing. That thing, I understand. Even that thing of the guy come, that happens when it's a girlfriend, I understand. Maybe it's your girlfriend apparently and then you're paying for their schools and things like that. There you can be easily manipulated or betrayed whatsoever. But then if I marry you.
No, even if you marry me, I know you don't see a divorce rate. What you mean?
Divorce rates happen is because you marry those big girls.
No. It's actually not them, ne? It's all of these young girls that were groomed. It's literally all of them that were groomed. Big girls don't get divorced. Big girls don't get divorced. Big girls let you go out and impregnate anybody and you go and do everything. And she will sit and she will wait because she doesn't care because she detaches from you instantly. But the small girls that still have a life, eh? Which anger by the time she's divorcing you, ne? There's already another dude that's knocking at her door. You are thinking nobody will want you because you got three kids. But you had three kids with her while she was at the prime of her life. Her body did not change. It just went back and she even became bigger and better. She became beautiful.
She became beautiful.
She matured like fine wine. Yeah? All these chicks out here walking. You don't see them how beautiful they are. Yeah?
But the lady with
all of them say things like, I'm divorced, my ex-husband. I'm like, what?
So a lady with three kids, divorced. I don't think she's more, you know, admirable than
that's what you think. That's what you think because you are thinking of matriarch. Matriarch, right? Matriarch is 34 divorced with three kids, right? And the youngest is two. Matriarch had her children, right? Towards the 30s. There's a difference between matriarch and Ndapandula. Ndapandula had her kids when she was 21. 21, she was pregnant. 22, she was pregnant. 23, she was pregnant. Her whole body just goes back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then she becomes bigger and better. And because you are old, you are at home with the kids. Because I'm studying for my master's.
Okay.
And then I'll divorce you also. And then I'll divorce you for the guy that's in my caliber.
Okay, what type of a man now? What type of a man will marry her? Okay, if you think about it this way, what type of man do you think will want to settle down with a lady that has three kids with another man?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what type of a man will want to marry another man's wife?
But that's the thing. How old are you?
That doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I'm asking, how old are you?
Okay. How old is in my age, or hello, how old?
Hello, say. That's a very simple question. How old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay, you are 31, right? Mm-hmm. The type of person that would want to marry a person that is divorced with three children from one father, right? Is a person that understands the concepts of life. So I'm 34. So most probably a man that would want to marry me after my divorce and my three kids is most probably somebody that has experienced the same things and has seen, right, that life doesn't work out the way you envisioned it.
No, that's just a poor choice maker.
No. It could be a poor choice maker. It's absolutely understandable because you can also find me a widower. Right? And you can have your whole assumption. Everybody is allowed preference. Just like you are allowed to choose whoever you want to be and who you want to be with. I don't oppose people, right? Having a preference, which I don't have kids and I don't want a woman with kids. It's a preference and it is a good preference. You must start your family afresh, right? But must we now condemn you when your marriage doesn't work out and you get divorced and you want to love somebody again? Must we condemn you for it? I'm asking, must we kill you because that's what you want again? After your marriage didn't work out.
Condemn, yes, but not kill.
But at the end of the day, what were you supposed to do if somebody doesn't want you? Were you supposed to kill them?
No,
because they don't want you.
Okay, technically, marriage is formed by God, right?
No, it's formed by God, but God's not here. Yeah, it's formed by God, but God's not here, and that's why divorces are happening. Eh?
No, there is
and the people have figured, I'd rather be out of the good books of God, right? Than pretend to be in the good books of God while this big person is bringing me HIV, is beating me, is doing all kinds of things to me. I'd rather be outside there as a divorcee than a person that is apparently suffering in the name of marriage.
So then that way you are a poor decision maker. Right?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even if the person is a poor decision maker, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not your decision to make, but hold the line.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Have you ever wondered why grandma keeps her money under the mattress? Why is Angela uninsured?
The Namibia Financial Inclusion Survey 2025 will help us find all the answers from the 6th of October to the 4th of November 2025. The Namibia Statistics Agency teams in uniforms with tablets will visit homes across all 14 regions to learn about financial access, informal banking and saving habits. Email us at info@nsa.org.na or call us at 061-431-320. Your information is confidential.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and our guest. Yes.
Okay, so what I was saying that if a person is a poor choice maker and then...
But not everybody is a brilliant choice maker like yourself. So apparently this conversation is not really about choices. is not really about decisions, right? The conversation mm-hmm. still goes back to the fact that there is betrayal trauma, right? Within relationships. And some of the betrayal traumas is that the betrayal that one would feel after mm-hmm. you have, basically raised this girl into becoming your wife. And then she decides she doesn't want you anymore later. Mm-hmm. And she goes and changes, and apparently now she's not submissive anymore because you met her when she was a baby. And now she's a big girl and understands that everything that you are doing is manipulation one-on-one. And you are actually not as glamorous as she thought, because she just realized then that you are either a big boy that is not really a big boy, or you are a senior guy that doesn't actually have his life together, and that's why you couldn't approach people your age, right? And you are basically sexually attracted to children and minors, which makes you a pedophile. So those are the things that somebody would now think about later on in their lives, especially when they have not experienced the world. And it's not about sleeping around. It's basically this person has never gone to the club, right? Without mm-hmm. a chaperone. And you are the chaperone. Yeah? You're hovering. She must wear whatever. You're hovering over her like a helicopter parent, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying, but you're not her parent. That's what makes it creepy. The fact that you agree to things like parent, but you're not her parent. This is somebody that you're having. But this is something that somebody that you're having sex with. This is your partner. It is not supposed to be your thing that you got from the father. No.
So that's where my argument comes in, because mm-hmm. if your father, the father brought him to you mm-hmm. on the aisle, that means
you didn't give. It wasn't a handover. It wasn't an exchange, by the way. You went to beg for people's children.
Yes, you went beg that, okay, I want to help
you. No, you went
near.
You went to ask for the child. And the people agreed. But people agree for different kinds of reasons. Sometimes this person that you are going, that's walking your child down the aisle, ne? Or walking mm-hmm. their child down the aisle, is just a deadbeat mm-hmm. like you done. So it's not really, there's not.
So you mean that? My father-in-law.
Yeah, your father-in-law is deadbeat. And he's literally, and that's the thing, right? These conversations are had within relationships, and we all know whose parent is trash, right? And let's say hypothetically, your mm-hmm. girlfriend's father is trash. Are you still gonna come with the same argument, Kucha? He's making a correct decision, because I know for a fact, right? Even when you go and sit down there in the conversations, you are not going to tell anybody that you started dating their child when their child was a minor, because then that's rape, right? Nobody, you are not even going to bring that up, because deep down inside you know you can't go and tell somebody's father that, I started having sex with your daughter when she was 17 and in uniform in grade 10. You can't say that. But all of you guys are going there to go and lie. Amu ikutenga tamkapo tsipfunja. Eh, amu ya dhapen ayo tu ya dhangasha alimu university. Eh, mara you know that you found her there in high school with school uniform. But the fact that you don't bring that up, right, is because you know deep down inside you know that is nasty. You know that is wrong.
Maturity.
It's pedophiles that talk about things that you're so mature for your age. It's pedophiles that say that, because how would you know? Not unless, right, you're supposed to be having conversations with other adults. Now, because the adults have rejected you because you ain't nothing, right? You are starting now they tell you that you're trash to your face. They tell you that you ain't nothing. And now you are going to somebody that has not seen anything, so that you look like heaven. Eh? Because this person has not seen anything. And that's what I'm saying is twisted about it. It's twisted because, right? It is a dominance thing. It's a narcissistic thing. It's a thing of wanting to have power over another person. It's you not wanting this person to have experienced the world. And you might say that it's experienced the world in terms of sex, but at the end of the day, it's not just sex, right? That she hasn't had experience of. She hasn't had experience in finances. She hasn't had experience in love. She has not had experience in friendships. She has not experienced religion. She has not experienced anything. She can't actually pursue any of these things, right? Because your opinion will always hover over her. Because you are the only...
Before she was married, what about the father?
She was married. Where is your father? Let me ask you, where is your father?
I'm a man. I'm not the lady.
I'm asking, where is your father right now? Where is
my father? He's at the north.
Okay. Did you grow up with your father?
Yes, I did.
And your mother as well?
And my stepmother.
Oh, okay. Where's your mother?
My mother is in Bento.
Okay. So your mother and your father are not together.
Exactly.
And you are thinking that everybody must have a mother, a father.
I think my parents are so poor at decision making as well.
But then why are you assuming, right, that everybody must come from a stand up home even when you don't come from a stand up home? Why are those your expectations of other people's lives?
It doesn't mean that we should neglect the good standard.
No. There's a good standard, right? But how would you know what a good standard is when you don't come from one? How do you know what a good man is when you don't come from
one? Because standards are set already.
No, standards are set by who? Standards are set by a man. Standards are set by a man that couldn't stay with your mother.
Okay. Let us assume we're just born from nowhere.
No. Nobody is born from nowhere. But I'm asking you because you are talking about standards that are set, right?
And
your role model is a guy that couldn't stick it out with your mom. That's your role model. Your role model is a guy that went to marry somebody else. That's your role model. And you are saying that you are an ideal guy and you think that there's nothing most probably that you didn't see that is tainted.
No,
of course it's tainted. No. Even if it is a couple of years ago, it's still your reality.
No. Okay. Now in terms of now marriage, you know, even this age of consent, just a couple of years ago, maybe 50 years ago, people didn't even know their ages, you know. A lady must
Yeah, but that was 50 years ago. And unfortunately, enough, somebody saw that this is nonsense. How can we live a life where we don't know our age? Let us create it. And then it was created because even they knew, this is nonsense. And that is why even if you say that people didn't know their age, I know for a fact my great grandmother died at the age of 105 and her age is okwavarwa mumvura yamandume tadipa unona. So you have to go back into your history to find her age, but it's not because she didn't know how old she was. She just didn't know how to put it like the white man put it. But then again, right? When you talk about standards and you talk about parents and you talk about, yeah, she must. We come from a society with broken homes and you come from a broken home as well. And you are expecting people to apparently come nurtured from their fathers. They are same fathers that make poor decisions. And you think that there's no ounce and no gene that can make a poor decision within you because you think you're holier than thou, but you have his DNA. I think not. Sometimes poor choices are genetic. Sometimes poor choices are things that you see. And if you've already seen it, right, and you're not happy with this young bride that you take, what makes you think that you're not going to have a second wife just like your dad?
No, for me personally, the reason why my parents are not together is because of that type of, the age gap, their age gap is actually just 2 years. Like my dad is 73, and then my mom is 76.
So you wanted your dad to colonize your mother so that she can stay and then beat her to a pulp so that she can stay. Because when they are the same age, your mother is like, this is nonsense, sir. I'm not standing for this, sir. I don't want this, sir. I know, right? What a man is supposed to do, because I can see it. But if your mother was a baby, right? Your mother would be beaten into ICU and then she'll come back because she knows no better. And that's exactly what you want for yourself.
But then if you look at that age gap tells you a lot that when people the are age in gap it, they tend to fight you. A lot.
No, the age gap tells you that atukulile pamwe. This is us growing together. And if there's one stubborn, like no. There's one stubborn party that doesn't want to be corrected by the other. And there's nobody that's going to go down for your fall. Like, I'm not going to go down for you just because you're making poor decisions. I'd rather go and have okahumbo than be stuck with you making poor decisions. To eterenje.
Okay, would you want to correct your partner as a lady? Is it lady like
yes.
this?
Yes. No, but also, you wouldn't think that what your mother did was correct because you were raised by another woman. That's not your mother. So you will never see her true potential, and you'll never see what she had to stand up against, and you'll never see why she left, because somebody else mothered you. And that mother is most probably perfect. And that is the mistake, right? Because we are supposed to stay together so that we can raise our children together. And now, because we split up, right? Other people's mm-hmm. principles are going within us. And that, it's just a harsh reality of it. But that's what I'm saying. You would never see your mother's glory. You would never see how phenomenal she is for leaving your dad, because you stayed with your father. So you pick his side. Automatic. You know him so well. Even when he's walking and he's not fine, you know what he sounds like. You know him so well.
I haven't picked the side at all.
How have you not picked the side? How do you know? How do you know that you are not biased? How do you not know that? Because you were raised by people. Shashikaya nyokaya nyara. Veil of me. Want it or not. Ne? I will never be uncomfortable koniwe. Never in my life. Even no matter where I go in life, I'll never become uncomfortable koniwe. Shashikaya tokaya tu. So the poverty inside our house and the secrets inside our house day. Ne? Even if I get divorced, even if I don't get divorced, even if my husband dies, even if what, even if whatever. Right? I will never be uncomfortable moniwe. Never. Even if somebody else comes and dominates that house, I will never be uncomfortable moniwe. Shashomo maetu. You understand? And I can go outside there and I can build another home and I can do this and I can do that. And I can even criticize, right? Because of where I come from. So we have to check ourselves and ask ourselves questions like, am I really speaking straight or is it biased? Because at the end of the day, when you are raised by certain people, there are certain things that go inside you, whether you like it or not. You can have a very loud father and decide that me, I'm not going to be a loud father and I'm not going to do that. But every single time you get happy, you are loud. And then you think that it's not a big deal because you are only loud when you are happy. But is it not loud still? It's still loud.
In terms of relationships now, you know, ladies are the ones with the gateways. We guys, we go and ask.
Is your stepmother perfect?
Not at all.
How younger is she?
She's like now 6 years younger.
Ah, hold the line.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the last. We are doing our last piece of conversation and then we say goodnight, Moss. Ne?
Yes.
Okay, but the gap between your dad and your stepmother, right? It's not big. They are partners. It's the same. No. The same. It's the same territory with your mother. So no, the difference is not the problem here is not age with them at all. The problem is not age. It is who they were with each other.
No, it's age. It's age.
So your stepmother is submissive and all those nice things that men like. Your dad is in his 70s and your stepmother is chasing 70. She's also a senior. She's not a baby. I heard him open there than.
Another thing is that.
I heard a cool about that. There's no gap there.
I heard a cool about that. Now, in this case, you know, like my stepmother is, no, like my stepmother is like way younger than.
It's not way younger. 6 years is not way younger, say. That is the correct,
that makes a very big difference.
That is not cradle snatching. That's not cradle snatching. That's not even what we're talking about. Cradle snatching, we're talking about babies. Your grandmother, not your grandmother, but your stepmother, ne, is age appropriate for your father.
No, but now, me as a 31-year-old guy, and then I don't think there's a problem with me with a 19-year-old, with an 18-year-old, because, you know, at the end of the day,
but it's also who you are, and it's also where you come from. Maybe you want to abuse people's kids, and you don't see it. You won't see it, ne? But this is, listen, go back and ask yourself, Kucha, what is it that I want from a child that knows nothing? What do I want from a child that knows nothing? Purity in sex.
Not just in sex.
Yeah, she knows nothing.
That's a pure innocent girl.
Okay, she knows nothing. But why do you want somebody that knows nothing? That's the question. Why do you, specifically you, Paul Roy, why do you want somebody that knows nothing? It's because, right, when somebody knows nothing, you can lie to them and manipulate them into believing whatever you know. And then you can dominate them and you can make them a slave to you. And No, it is. Because you won't have somebody that is pure and open and white canvas like this, ne? Not unless it's a child, right? And children are molded and groomed. You want somebody that you can control. You want somebody that doesn't, but then that would ask questions, which are you not just going to fall into the same steps, ne? As that other senior citizen. I hope you find your person. Please just don't unpurify people's children and don't traumatize them. I hope that you find your person, but I can guarantee that if that is your motive and that is your direction, I promise you that you're going to be divorced. You're going to get married twice in your life.
The reason why I would want maybe someone that's more pure or whatever however you put it now, is because at the end of the day, you don't want to have a wife where you're in a house and then there's a small rebellion. Or you even have the same financial capabilities. You know, the women change.
But all of it is control.
A little bit weird when they have
no. All of it is control. Literally everything that you're speaking right now, ne?
Yes, as a husband,
my dear, you can control your household, not people. You can control your household. So you want somebody that is not making enough money, ne? So that you, right? So that you can feel like a big shot and a big man. And that's a problem, right? Because you can just go to school and upgrade and then you can get to the position where you make more money, but you don't want to do that because you're lazy, right? So you want somebody that is still just a teller. She must just be a shopkeeper. Eh? She must just be a teller. She must just be a cashier. Eh? The minute she becomes manager, you get angry because now the pay is higher. And you don't actually want to work on yourself. You don't want anybody that challenges you. You don't want anybody that, but it's what you're saying. You don't want anybody that challenges you to want to do better for yourself. You want to stay at this kind of level of yours, right? And when you stay at this kind of level of yours, it's because the problem is that women, people want challenges. So now you're a shopkeeper wife, right? She's gonna go to school. She's gonna go to night school. She's gonna go to school pregnant. She's gonna go to school and she's gonna get her master's. Ekucha, she's gonna get her degree. Then she's gonna get her master's. Then she's gonna apply. Then she's gonna get a job. Then she's gonna go for PhD while you are still a cab driver, sir. Right? And then she's gonna turn around one day and say that I don't think we're of the same caliber. And by then you've got 3 kids with her and she's 27 years old and she's leaving you. Why? Because you have not grown one bit. And the worst part is that before she even achieves any of these things, right? You might even start physically abusing her. you might even start tying her into the house. You might even, right? Be so traumatizing to her that she might have relationship trauma after the relationship with you to force her to never even want to be in a relationship again because you didn't want to work on yourself. And that is why the Namibian men right now, right? Mm-hmm. They have the pandemic of killing women. But do you know why they are killing women? They are killing women because women are moving forward in life and women are turning around to look at them and realize, and realize that you ain't nothing, brah. You ain't nothing. Like, what's wrong with you? You met me in my first year. You put me through school and you didn't buy a second cab. You're still a cab driver with the same cab. What's wrong with you? Yeah? You didn't build your house. You're just investing in chicks. Eh? What's wrong with you? And then we realize that I don't want a dude that doesn't have ambition for himself. I don't want a dude that wants to be building other people's children, but he's not building where he comes from. And that is why we leave you, eh? When we are finally going to our internship at Eagle Media House and we are graduating next year. That's why we leave you. Or we keep you around for you to buy the graduation gowns and buy the things for my party. And then I leave you. Do you know why I leave you? Because you ain't nothing and you don't fit into my life. Because while I was working on me, you weren't working on you.
But the only way you can leave a person in such a manner is because you were just simply girlfriends, boyfriends.
And
you cannot tell me that your wife, your
wife. No, but you think that people don't leave each other. And I can see that you don't read newspapers. Because, right?
No, people do leave each other.
But the people that are leaving each other are not seniors, you know? The people that are leaving each other, ne? Are your young wives.
The young people don't even marry anymore.
That's what you think.
When last have you seen a wedding? Have you ever attended the...
Go on to Instagram right now, Namibian weddings. Go on to Instagram. Every single chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is getting married. 21, 22. Do you know that legally you can't get married under the age of 21 in this country? It's illegal. Not unless your parents are signing. Kucha, we give consent for our daughter to get married to this person. Exactly. Otherwise, right? All of them are getting married at 21, darling. The minute they just hit that 21, they're all getting married. And they're getting married to who? They're getting married to dudes that met them when they were 17. And then they're getting divorced after 5 years. And because they get married to dudes like you. Dudes that think that if I just get her young, right, and then I can control her. Hey, catch them young, cradle snatching, baby rocking, whatever pedophilic thing that can come out there. But you guys are all thinking that, right? But the thing is that... It's fine. It's their own, but I think it's pedophilia because of the reasons that you are doing it. Because at the end of the day, I don't understand, right? You can't have conversation with adult women, but you can have conversation with somebody that doesn't even know what a module is. Somebody that doesn't even know where lecture hall is. Somebody that doesn't even know that Polytech, used to be Polytech. Somebody that doesn't even know that. Somebody that doesn't even know that UNAM had a swimming pool and that's the person that you want to rock with. Eh? Somebody that takes off their uniform to have coitus with you. That's the person you want to rock with. And then you think that you're not a pedophile. But let me ask you, what stimulates you when it comes to uniform coming off? Because that's just weird. That's just nasty. But anyhow, good night. I want you to go and think about your sins. Go think about your sins.
It's not clear.
You are a sinner. Go think about your sins. I said a lot today that is food for thought. I need you to digest everything. But lucky for us, our conversation is continuous until Friday. So for now, let's give another person a chance. But let me think about what you've said. Let you think about what I've said. And then we can regroup again tomorrow and we can continue. You know, I love you, Moss. Your opinion is your opinion and it is what it is.
Definitely. But then... We are not pedophiles. We are just, you know, hunting while they are young.
Yeah, sure. It's not mature. Mangongwa. It's all good.
Okay, okay.
To each their own.
Oh, okay, definitely.
All right.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a conversation, but the conversation in itself is relationship trauma. But I brought out this little young element within relationship trauma, and it is betrayal, right? And we're talking, guys. Good evening, beloved.
Is that how I talk on the radio? The Magutare? Switch off, please.
I did. I did.
Uh-huh. You are here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back.
Uh-huh. You finished talking to your girl.
Yeah, no, not my girl, my boss. So
your boss calls at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is your boss John Malenga?
Yeah, I'm working that shift also, just like you. So.
Okay.
I have been listening to your conversation with the gender men.
Yes.
At first, I thought maybe he was 19.
He is. He is, actually. He is. It's only that if he says that he's 19, then his argument is null and void because we will judge him on his age.
Yeah,
but he is,
true,
yeah.
Because how I understand.
Even the way you're talking, it's like a big person, which I know.
from my point of view, a man was supposed to be like a lion.
Yeah.
Elian, don't go around to look for those
baby gazelles.
Baby
springboks.
They go to take down the mother.
So that the whole family can eat.
Yeah, so the whole family can eat. Instead of him going to target that 17, he was supposed to target the mother.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be like my daughter, where is your mother? Where can I find your mother?
Yeah.
Because the mother is the one that can understand, that can even listen.
Yeah.
Okay, in marriage, you also need to play games. Hey. What games would you play
with your baby? With your baby?
You cannot. It's okay, but however, we are entitled to our own thoughts. So those were his thoughts. So maybe maturity doesn't come with age. And yes, so at some time I believe he is going to find out what he thinks is securing his future is more of more of setting fire on his future. So what a man need to do. He don't really have to go to the 17. I mean, at the age of at my six age, and then I'm eyeing her.
But apparently they want purity.
That's not purity.
But my question is, are you pure? You that is looking for purity?
No. The thing is that as we grow up, ne. When that chick that woman die in the house, parents don't eat. Or a small goat. If there's a small goat dies, parents don't eat. But it can eat. Because that is food made for kids.
Yeah.
I'm saying, oh, no, my other nickel.
Eh, or
it applies also in this. In this scenario, like when I look at her, it's like how can I eat that? I have to tell myself, I'm not saying it's not meat, but it was made for kids.
Yeah, kids meat for kids.
Yeah, if then his reasoning is fine, why don't he start eating purity?
Yeah.
You can just go in the shop and then shop all the purity and eat. Since he's looking for purity.
Yeah.
he can eat purity. He cannot. Purity was made for kids, and he's not a kid.
But like I said, that's why we are talking about grooming, right? Because it is a matter of control. To be honest, it's a matter of control. People are dating children so that they can create. It's basically like, I'm going to date her while she's young and then I create the perfect wife out of her. Now the problem is with perfect wife, Ane, perfect wife for Haka Koka. Perfect wife grows up and she experiences the world and she realizes that you are Mboli, not even her class. Even.
No, I don't think that is what you mean. I mean, I don't think that is what is happening, because what is happening is that he sees somebody and then he knows when this person mature enough, he's not gonna stand up for my stupidity.
Yes.
So he waits this person, he approached her while she is young. You know they say you bend a metal while it's hot.
Yes.
So when it's cold, it's already bent. Because if you try to bend it when it's hot, when it's cold,
yeah,
it's a no. Why do I have to bend?
Yes. Why do I have to? Exactly. And it is a matter of control. And that is a sense of abusiveness.
Yes. Abusive.
Yes, it's abusive because you want to manipulate somebody into thinking and believing and being the way you want them to be and not having an opinion because you found them while they are young and they are not exposed to the world. It is not about purity at all. Because who said that this 17-year-old is going to be a virgin even?
And now you have this girl that you are proud to show to your old friends. It's like a new chick.
Yeah, okay, ma.
But if you do it the other way around, okay, this girl cannot even show you to her classmate to be like, this is my boyfriend. Like, who is that colleague? You know that
uncle.
Because that's what you ask.
Yes, to uncle.
And you can manipulate her as long as she's young.
Yes. She's growing. And the internet is there. And you even listen to pulling heartstrings. Are we not going to talk about it one day and she realized, Kucha, Mara, babe, maybe you were molding me? Were you grooming me?
No, we don't even have to speak it because sense is something that grows a person.
Yes.
She's going to get into her sense and she's going to ask herself, my age mates are with their age mates and they are there playing soccer. Both of them. They are there going to...
my husband is reading newspapers.
Yeah, and my husband is just reading newspapers. What kind of husband is this one? My friend was both flowers. Man, just coming with newspapers. Mm. They went to newspapers. She's going to, those things are going to come into her mind. But whose idea was that I must be her idea.
She's going to wake up and say, Kuchamara, whose idea was this?
Yeah. and then the first person, she will confront. My sister confronted my mother, Kucha. Why didn't you stop me?
Yes.
I was going into a relationship that's not going to. Why didn't you stop me?
Yes, and you could see it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say anything? Shashi, I would have listened to you. Most people go into relationships not because they are rebellious, right?
Yes.
But because everybody just keeps quiet and makes it seem like it's a proper thing.
Yeah, and everybody has to stop to. It's like I see my track with my uncle. I'll be like, okay.
That looks nice.
I'll be like, love is love. Love is love. If nothing less. No, apparently, age are just numbers. And then she keeps telling herself because I am putting nonsense
in her head, in an immature
person's head.
Yes.
You know, whatever you put in someone's head, it's more like seed.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they say when we are raising our children, right, we must be careful of the things that we expose our children to. Because children are like sponges. They just take in. But it's not to say only your biological children are sponges. Every single child is a sponge.
And the thing is like this, like, well, these things you are putting is so little, but that little...
It has a big impact.
This is a mustard seed can grow from
face of a mustard seed.
A tree that you can rot in.
Yes.
Today it was just like a simple soap, but tomorrow when you come, it's the whole dream build on that car. On that car, the funny jokes that you just said to say, age are just number. Mm-hmm. Just the funny jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she have built on that jokes, and she have built a big house, a big,
a mansion, she has three flats. Tadi renting, all of it, all from this idea, from this.
that you throw to her. And then later on, she's going to ask whose idea was this, because she's going to look, and she's going to, let me say, her man is going to start to sing.
Mm.
Ah, me, you know, imagine at the age of 30.
Do you know what happens also?
No, listen,
when you get into fights and then somebody insults you and calls you shikurupeshi, and then you are 24. Just think about it.
That one she cannot do because of respect. But let's just.
Aha, we otatu kwane ko ya kwao.
Oh, yeah.
Otatu kwako ya kwao kironga. Pamwe o argument ndeta kutua shikurupeshi. Right? And
yeah.
The person that is talking to her is even maybe older than her. Mara, the way she looks and the way the other one looks, she's a married woman, boss.
Yes.
Hey.
and also, there's this part to say like me.
Mm-hmm.
This is one thing that we don't see.
Yeah.
When we think about our future, we don't look at this view to say like me. Now I'm 30 and she's 18.
Mm.
So when she's 30,
mm-hmm.
I'll be old.
42. Nenge? I know 52 and better.
And then you'll be 52.
Mm.
And just when you are marrying her, you wanted youth because you feel like you are youth. And now she's feeling that youth now. Hey. She's feeling that youth.
She's now in youth now.
Now she wants you to jump.
Yes.
Now she wants you to jump, but you cannot jump.
You can't.
You're old. She wants now to go swim with you, but you cannot swim. You're old.
So you want to go black and never him.
That's how you fit. That's how you fit, or that's how you try to match.
To match also. Eh?
But if you could choose, if you could choose the right person,
yeah.
Whether old, whether big, whether
age appropriate,
whether he has three kids, whether he's a mother of four, you're also a father. When she's a mother, listen, if I'm 36,
yeah.
And you are 33,
and you don't have kids, I think there's something wrong with you.
No, if you're a mother of three, that means I am a father of four.
Yes,
if those four are not there, I've killed them.
At the age of 36, huh? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've killed them. Yes. I cannot say, I don't want
kids out of marriage.
That one you can skip, but on this basis, I don't want to marry a mother of three. But if you check, if my marriage is of my age, when she started to get those feelings, I was having them also.
Yes.
So I am probably among the first, the first five people that got the opportunity.
Yeah.
And now I'm saying I don't want a mother of three.
Yes.
To me, it sounds, I really don't want to say bad word, but I just want to say, to me, it sounds like this is a control freak.
It is control.
And also there's some level of stupidity that is involved in this. Because you cannot tell me you are looking at your own daughter. Your own daughter.
Mm.
Then you'd be like, wow, look at that. Your own daughter.
Etako. You're like, ugh. Sis. Etako, man.
You know, actually, one thing I know when you look at your daughter, he always reminds you of something. But she has the legs of my mother.
You know, but he's not even, you're not even looking at her in a sexual way. He's like, mama hulu ha meme mberangaka. But it's not.
Yeah. And then even when she grow up and become a big woman, you'll be like, oh, kuninga angala ke kurungoka.
You see. You're such a dad.
Yeah. Like my father used to say, Keneki in Dunga and God.
You know, like a child.
It's because all he sees is that. It's just, how can I change this person? How can I groom this? How can I, to groom a person is not, how do I say this? If grooming or whatever you want, and then you are grooming it, whatever, if you are grooming it, you have to watch it from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You add the water, when you add water to the and then you start eating.
Yeah,
you and then
you
are saying, at the time, I go, hello, this is I'm eating, and then you are saying, I'm grooming. No!
Mm-mm.
It's not grooming, we are destroying.
Mm-hmm. It is destroying.
It's only that in our time, or let me say, it's only that the God that they mention in the Bible have maybe repented. Guys, too. Maybe have repented of being those things. It's true.
Because the guy from the Bible, that guy was very cruel.
There was that part when the ark was taken out of in the time of I think time of Samuel.
Noah was the ark.
not that ark. There's that ark of testimony. That one. When it came back from Philistine,
yeah.
apparently it almost fell, and then a man held it. It almost fell, and then a man held it.
Yeah.
He died.
because he had a nyami.
But now I want that, Lord, where are you? Are you really saying this?
I'm a rehab. He was addicted to killing people for no reason.
and now he's just letting them to do all whatever
they want. Yeah? Do you remember when Lot's wife turned around and she became salt?
Salt?
Now as we are just repeating our mistakes left, right, and center.
Imagine for Lot's sake, they're just, okay, I'm going to let this pass. But now, amen.
Sure.
A man commanding her daughter to take out the coin. It's okay, you can take them out. How do they be? It's okay. At first they go, the lady be like, uncle, no, you can call me babe.
Uncle babe.
No. Even just the whole thing is just wrong.
No, man.
It's really wrong.
You're killing me.
It's really wrong. I sometimes observe. Why do we have so many divorces nowadays compared to our parents?
Yeah.
Because our parents used to go to the men who go.
Yeah, but the only reason that our parents' marriages survived is because they were not in a real relationship. They were not together 24/7. They were in long-distance marriages. Anything that's long-distance always works.
But now, look at long-distance marriage now. Mm. Look at them.
They are working, man, those ones.
They are not working.
They are working.
No.
Hold the line.
Litavazende kize, imba izwezipiri. Luekerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa, hamo chualo ni mata amskavo na kare. Kana mwitukiserize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo ze zwezipiri ze kakulifafela mashiringi alika na $36 million kakweli. Kapa kamikwaye kutezi fafasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa hamungo lisari kwerize talu, 10% machipisa hamungo lisari kwerize sirela, 25% machipisa hamungo lisari kwerize lishumiperi. Muketeri kwerize zo movata kulimukone kukala kuikola zende zeo imba imiswalezi kama chipisa. Imba, toku kukandiri fasi kaufela. Mwipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu kulimukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Have you ever wondered why grandma keeps her money under the mattress? Why is Angela uninsured?
The Namibia Financial Inclusion Survey 2025 will help us find all the answers from the 6th of October to the 4th of November 2025. The Namibia Statistics Agency teams in uniforms with tablets will visit homes across all 14 regions to learn about financial access, informal banking, and saving habits. Email us at info@nsa.org.na or call us at 061-4313-200. Your information is confidential.
Alrighty. Eh.
It's really, you know, from where I stand, I have the privilege to observe, or let me say, to counsel a lot of married people. Before I was married already, I have privilege, or that I got a chance just to be able to sit and hear their things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I understand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are happening just because we forget that God said, I will make a man a helper met.
Mm-hmm.
Met.
Shimate.
Something that match precisely.
Mm-hmm. That match, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Match precisely. But all we consider just, I'm also a V6, and she's also a V6, I'm going to take her.
Mm.
But a V6 of a tracker never enters a Baki, and a V6 of Baki cannot be put in a truck.
Yeah.
Cannot.
No.
They're all V6.
Yeah, but there are different types of V6s.
Yes.
Yes.
A V8 of a truck, you cannot put it in a Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
Even a V6 of a Land Cruiser cannot put it in a truck. They can move. They both can move the car from the both cars can be moved, but they cannot go anywhere.
Exactly.
If you exchange them,
and now God has changed his ways.
And now you are a V6 of 1991, and then you are marrying a V6 of 2013. And you want to say, we are all V6.
Age is just a number. It's control. It's really control. But control. Yes, that's the question. It's abuse. It's abuse. People are abusive. That's, I want to abuse you, but I know that I can only abuse you if you are young.
In a normal way, even.
Yeah, I want to make it seem normal.
So that even your father could look at it and say nothing.
Yeah.
Because she first had to get approval from the father.
Hey.
What will the father do if now the man managed to put E on the J Perekike Umbo?
Manipulation, control. All of these are tactics, you understand? Temuturi remomea membo. Yes, you know, tatarandi kombo iri yari. You know, tokaturamo shunda shatate we. Anuototame kuigunda shoe moshunda shatate we. Tuturamo oshike o katana koka kintu. All that nonsense.
And then later on he comes to propose.
Yeah, and then later on he comes to propose. And even when they ask questions, right? He knows that it is wrong. That's why he's not saying, I met your daughter when she was 17, more grade 10.
The father will not ask that.
People ask, my dear. And people lie. I'm telling you, people ask. I have a cousin of mine. Nae aliaramo situation aya farangao. And I'm telling you, we have asked the same question as we asked. Kuchomuya da pen. As we asked, Mara, as we know.
It was a baby. What I'm telling the listener is this, that is people, they don't ask because they already know. They already know kuti ii perekinzo no yatura kuku uncle huhu.
You say uncle.
So sometimes they come to the, oh, mkwenyo pongeri. Because when a father
the father now of the lady sees work in his house, and then he realized there was wood, now there's zinc. Should be like, this guy now that put zinc on my house, is he still there? And sometimes I know to talk from this poor big concert that
Sometimes it could be poverty, right? But let's assume it's not poverty. Let's assume the girl comes from a good family, a well-off family. Do you know how he can also get to her? Is by the things that she starts doing are the things that the parents have always wanted her to do.
Yeah.
Hey, all of a sudden, Linea, Sherry Koyuna Mahono, Ohatumo 500, Linea 500 has a pain. And then the Tikucha, Futenya, Landenya Kuturusira Rokuyako Ham. Linea, 500 to wear the pain. And that could have been Marwa and your Nasfaf. All of a sudden, your child, Ohakaninga, Ondunga, Noah. Mara, ukunala esane kurunduli dikoni mataliki itolandu sila kuhambo. All of a sudden, you think that your child is so mature. Okana kota kende takakoko. Mara, the truth is that okana itakende takakoko. Otaka tuliruamu, otaka moldingwa, otaka ningiriruamu konsanengu. And this we see it as something that is good. Shashinota ningini miwana. But at the end of the day, right? 20-year-olds, right, are only supposed to be thinking about if it is her own idea.
Yeah.
You know what? I know my parents, ne? They are coming from this. They are to them. If it's her own idea, it's fine. But 20-year-olds are supposed to be living their lives, guys. Let the kids go and live. Let the kids go and chill and think about crop tops. Let the kids pressurize us into sending money so that they can buy phones. Let the kids be kids. Because that's what kids do.
The reason he end up at the age of 30 and he is busy eyeing his kids. is because when he was 22.
Nobody would look at him.
No, 22. 25, 27, that was the moment when he was supposed to look for
age appropriate, yes.
A fine lady of her age.
Yeah.
And then.
No,
Itadana, he was just stupid.
Yeah. But then also, that's the thing that we must always ask, right? How old was your previous girlfriend?
Yeah, he was just.
If all your girlfriends are just below 20, then there's a problem.
Yeah,
all your girls are just below 28, 27. Yeah, no, now she's a nurse now. Yeah, she's been working for 2 years. I nurse working for 2 years. Eh, oscora ikwato 4 years. I paninga na yon buradiri hetatu. I
hetatu
opotaningi ones opotaningo nesa pefe. Then that means all your girlfriends ne are just babies. That means you have a problem. That means you are a pedophile. How?
In fact, you need help.
Yes, you do.
You just need help because that the way you think you're supposed to be together with those people that I was 16. Eh?
Yeah, together. You know, painting pictures.
You're supposed to be taken and then placed there for at least 2 to 3 days so that you come out singing nice. Because you're not singing nice. You're not singing straight.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be like that. And I understand, Kucha. And we just go back to the fact that, Kucha, what can a 17 or an 18-year-old child do for you? Your mother dies. What can this child do for you? Kutanga, the child, manjao, shivarewe mwendosa. None of her friends' parents are dead. Nobody, she has never seen even a dead body no kokira keshiko. What is she going to do for you? Your mother died.
Because it's like this. Let me say you have a cousin whose father died, and then you see how he suffered. Now you can take that experience, and then you you and then you it's like you copy it, then you paste it in your boyfriend situations, and then you said, "Ah, no, I'm not going to make him to be
suffering alone." Yes,
that person, I'm going to do this.
Uchanga at the age of 30, nengiko 34 the matriaka. One, you know, kucha, if at that age, right? Mm-hmm. You are officially in your house, you are officially known as Akuruntu.
Yes.
Akuruntu in the house, ne, they are buying coffins. Akuruntu in the house, they are putting in petrol. Akuruntu in the house, they are looking for the tent. Akuruntu in the house, they are contributing. Akuruntu are buying ongobe oshinyama.
Yes.
Eh? But a child that has never experienced that, ne?
What are people eating?
Eh. Aye, because she tondoka. She doesn't even know what she tondoka is.
She don't know.
She doesn't know.
I think that the take in this conversation is this, that, because wherever something's been spoken, it's not really to make fun of things, but to educate someone.
Like, to think about it. Really, to just honestly think about it.
Like, and my take in this is this, to say that, when you are young, don't try to groom somebody who is... I mean, don't start the grooming part when you're old. Because 30 is half of 60, which is...
Exactly.
Old.
Old.
So start grooming when you are 22.
Hey, together.
And then you are grooming her. When you are 22, she's 18, you are grooming her.
Hey.
Since
you are a child also.
When you are 27, she's 22, you are grooming her.
Hey.
When you are 30, she's 26. You are grooming her.
Exactly.
And by that time, even your parents will start to ask you, like...
It will even yourself,
even yourself, you start to say, like, I think I have brought her to a very level whereby everyone else can take her. It's time I make a move to go to the parents.
Yeah.
Or even the parents will start
and to... And also just growing parents. Together. Growing together.
Yeah. And even if you
I know, why do we want to brainwash people?
No, even if you lose your legs at the age of 50, she'll be like, I have been with... You know,
I met you when you had legs, and I met you when you had a full set of hair. I have experienced all the nice things about you. I'm okay with this level in our life and this stage in our life.
That's what I'm saying. This other time I was looking at the consultant. There were two old cuckoos. I would say maybe the auntie is now maybe 55 and the uncle is maybe 60 something there.
Yeah.
But when the auntie is coming for medication, the uncle come. They all come. When the uncle is coming for medication, they all come.
Yeah.
Imagine at that age and they are all coming.
Yeah, nobody's staying behind. We're all going together.
And I remember also, One day when I was at my father-in-law's house, when we were having a wedding, it's like our father-in-law went somewhere, and then he did not call back to say, I have arrived or not.
Yeah.
So we talked to say, they did not call us, so we are not going to call them.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law comes to say, I have walked with him for a long distance. I will ask.
Me, I'll ask me. Oh. You guys are not going to ask me. I'll ask. For my Habibi.
I know he was supposed to tell me that they arrive or not. He was supposed to update me over his status. His phone is on air, but I will ask him because I have walked a long distance with him. Otajana ekokule.
Otajana le.
that you cannot do it with an 18
with a baby. You cannot do it with a baby.
No. Because one day the friends of the baby will tell the baby that let the man die. So
the old man, so you can inherit.
No, to help, so you can start over. You can start over with your life.
And not with your life.
Because you are no longer with your life. Your life has left you. Let the man die. They are praying. When is
they
that
are praying.
Man
oh, he's when no man.
That, when is that man
dying?
So you can start over with your life.
Show me.
That's what will be the thing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, let's continue tomorrow.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao.
Michael.
All right, Mr. Michael. I'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock again, eh?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Michael.
I think I'll join the team at 10.
No problem. We are just here.
Yeah, because at nine I'll be listening to the other one, and then 10 I'll be.
No problem. You can. We will share you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our conversation for this evening. We are continuing with our conversation tomorrow because we are talking relationship trauma, but we are talking about the elements within relationship trauma. Now, in itself, right, the definition of relationship trauma is the psychological and emotional distress caused by harmful experiences within an intimate relationship, such as emotional abuse, physical abuse, or sexual abuse, infidelity, or betrayal. Now, I have focused on betrayal from the element of men, and I have taken it to the level of grooming. So, grooming is basically taking a small person and making them and molding them into who you want them to be, to an extent where they don't know themselves because they were so young by the time that you met them. And by the time that they are growing, they are starting to get to know themselves, and later on this now forms betrayal when your wife that never used to drink, because you told her no, don't drink, because drinking is bad, is for bad girls, your wife that didn't used to drink, all of a sudden at the age of 26 she's like, I'm going to drink with my friends, and you're like, oh, how dare you. Betrayal. We're talking about that. But if we don't groom people, right, and we find them and accept them, and if we date age appropriate, right, maybe it might work. Mara, what do I know? I'm just an auntie from Eagle FM. From me, the matriarch, I love you forever and a day. Ciao, ciao.